Indeed. Matt Shawley, editor of the Times Red Box, thank you very much. Given the tweets I've seen about this, what people talking about, it's unwatchable and it's excruciating. You definitely did us all a good service there, watching and listening to Prime Minister's Questions, so that we didn't have to. Matt Shawley, thank you very much indeed. Well, watching and listening so I don't have to. Mr. John Holmes.
That's exactly
here.
Right.
That's the attitude I take. Hello, Mr. Holmes. How are you?
Hi there. Hi there.
I love that you're not surprised that I'm here. Did you not get the memo that I hadn't been sacked?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, it keeps happening to other people, so I assumed you were next. So the Trump's moving embassies. Trump's single-handedly solving the Middle East problem by moving his embassy across a city from city to another city. So we're going to be talking about that, of course.
It'd be so much more encouraging if he knew that Israel was in the Middle East, which in his recent visit to Israel, he made quite clear. He said, "Oh, we've just come from the Middle East." Like, no, you're still there.
To be fair to him, I mean, at the end of the day, he may have just heard the hymn and think Jerusalem is in England's green and pleasant lands. So that may be what's gone on. We're going to be talking about foiled terror plots as well. We're going to be having a game of Dead or Alive. And as Time magazine nominate their Person of the Year, we're going to be nominating our own.
Oh, definitely Cornelius Mendes, surely.
Well,
your producer. That's my vote.
Okay, you're on.
That is my first vote. All that gingerhead Wookiee man who often hangs around your show.
We don't even know what he's for or what he does.
No one knows his name. He just hangs around a lot. He's very ginger.
He's homeless.
Anyway, enough offending people. That's your job after 1 o'clock. Correct. John Holmes will be here from one. I'm back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'm off for the team Christmas lunch. What could possibly go wrong? This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Oh, nice paper. Snowmen. Oh, you've wrapped it well.
No way! I have wanted this fitness tracker for ages. How did you know?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Free delivery on over 10 million new items. From the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech. eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
The festive season has started at Selco Builders Warehouse, and we're celebrating with Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Like a Makita 10.8-volt brushless combi drill for just $149.99 or a Bosch 18-volt combi drill for only $95.99. Now that's a Christmas cracker. Don't miss Selco's 12 deals of Christmas, only available until the 15th of December. Prices exclude VAT. Find out more at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
This Christmas, surprise that someone special with Boss Bottled Night at the Perfume Shop. Half price at only £39.99 for 200ml while stocks last. From stocking fillers to gift sets, the Perfume Shop has Christmas sorted. At the Perfume Shop, celebrating 25 years on the High Street. Offer ends December 12th.
Sky TV customers, bring the magic of Sky Cinema home this Christmas for just £10 a month. Cozy up in front of your favourite classics, like How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes!
With over 1,000 movies on demand to watch whenever you want. And get a new premiere every day, like Kong Skull Island.
That's a big one.
So, that's Sky Cinema for just £10 a month. Search Sky Cinema.
New 18-month contract. Further terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio, and here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a man plotted to kill Theresa May, Trump's plans for Jerusalem, and the first of the Brits jailed in India comes home.
Talk Radio.
A man is set to face trial charged with plotting to assassinate Theresa May. Naima Rahman's alleged plan involved detonating a suicide vest inside number 10. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports from Westminster Magistrates Court.
His scheme, we were told, was to bomb the gates of Downing Street and in the chaos make it towards the Prime Minister. It's claimed Rahman would use pepper spray and a knife to kill her and become a martyr at the scene. The 20-year-old, who appeared in a grey tracksuit with long black hair, refused to admit the offences and was escorted back into custody by blacked-out police cars. He'll appear at the Old Bailey before Christmas.
He appeared alongside 21-year-old Mohammed Imran from Birmingham, who's accused of trying to join Islamic State and preparing acts of terror. He's been remanded in custody. In other news, Theresa May says the government will do what's right for the whole of the UK when it comes to negotiating Brexit. She's told MPs there'll be no hard border between Ireland and Northern Ireland after talks in Brussels were blocked over the issue of the Irish boundary. The Prime Minister insists Northern Ireland won't be getting a special arrangement.
We're leaving the European Union, we're leaving the single market and the customs union. But we will do what is right in the interests of the whole of the United Kingdom.
Donald Trump is being accused of jeopardising the peace process in the Middle East. He's expected to announce the US will recognise Jerusalem as the capital of Israel by moving its embassy there. The first of a group of British men who were held on weapons charges in India say it's excellent to be home. Billy Irving's landed in Glasgow Airport after he and five others won their lengthy legal battle for freedom. And reading glasses worn by Sir Winston Churchill have sold at auction for £6,000. Auctioneers say the tortoiseshell spectacles are as iconic as his cigar and hat.
I'm thinking Wanda. I've just put mine on, as you can see, Victoria. Because, you know, I'm getting old, and so I need reading glasses now. And I kept forgetting to put them on for a while. But I think these will become, in their day, these will perhaps become as iconic as Winston
Churchill.
Do you
reckon they'll get £6,000 at auction?
Oh, yeah. I think I'll beat the record for...
More?
Certainly more than that, yeah. I mean, I might have to achieve something first, but there's still time. How old was Churchill when he became Prime Minister? I mean, he was no spring chicken, was he?
He wasn't, so you know, there is still hope.
So I could still be that, you know. Should there be another war? And, you know, we could be heading that way. North Korea, the moving of the US embassy, you know, that could inflame the Middle East. I think that perhaps... I'm just biding my time doing this, and then when the moment comes, I will step up for the country.
Well, I mean, you're clearly just born for greatness.
Thank you, Victoria.
You're welcome.
Would you like to do the weather?
I will.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Wet and windy in the north and west. Elsewhere, generally cloudy and mild. Today's high is 12 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed. And now here is it Toby? Is it Toby today?
Toby's doing the sport.
Toby's Gillet. We call him that because he's got no arms. There's a pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Toby Gillis. England captain Joe Root says they're still massively in the series despite going 2-0 down after two Ashes tests. The Aussies took six English wickets for just 57 runs to win the second test by 120 runs on day five. Their skipper Steve Smith says it was as simple to them as target Root, who failed to add to his overnight score.
Root's obviously a dangerous player and a quality player, and if he got going then he might have made things difficult for us this morning.
Jurgen Klopp has vowed there'll be no complacency for Liverpool in their final Champions League group game at home to Spartak Moscow. They need a point to go through to the knockouts or a win to finish top. Already qualified Manchester City and Tottenham are also both in action against Shakhtar Donetsk and Apoel respectively. And the Australian Open says Serena Williams has entered the 2018 tournament, which starts just 3 months after she gave birth to her first child. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you very much indeed, Toby there. He'll be back with more pre-recorded sport throughout the afternoon. So then, Wednesday, let's get the hell on with it.
Talk Radio.
Imagine if all the presents you gave could give you a summer holiday. Or if taking everyone to the Panto could take you on the perfect getaway. Or if that turkey with all the trimmings could fly you off to a winter wonderland. With the British Airways American Express credit card, your purchases will earn you Avios that could really take you places. Search BA Amex to find out more. Representative 22.9% APR variable. Applicants must be 18 years old or over, and approval is subject to status. Conditions and exclusions apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously
on the John Holmes Show.
So, good afternoon. Welcome along. It's politicians urinating water, and that's why there's a nursing shortage. Just got up, and it'll go up again in a year. Push the fat nurse over to put a writing implement in a man's anus, and the health authorities would be up for that. Why do you want to feel sexy while doing admin?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, come on, Arlene. I swear I'll get mean. Hot stuff on Trump's face? Dinosaurs were the last people to try this out, and look how well that went.
Here we go again.
Design your own ginger hair.
Would you do that?
No. Gimp pen holder.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Hetero bifeminine fluidity struggle. Let's go like Donald Trump.
Ready to be stuffed, you fat git.
Brexit means everything.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a journey of
so then, here we are. Hello. Good afternoon to you and welcome. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. I am John Holmes and this, of course, is the bit between 1 and 4 o'clock as we straddle the airwaves in much the same way as the late Christine Keeler straddled that chair in the famous photograph, didn't she? She of the Profumo affair, except we've not brought down a government by having an affair with a cabinet minister involving allegations of espionage and prostitution. Although, you know, it's only 8 minutes past one. We're here till 4 o'clock, so there's still time. We'll try and fit that in before the end of the show. By the way, if you're just joining us, Time magazine have announced their person of the year in the last few minutes. It's Harvey Weinstein. I misread that. It's not Harvey Weinstein. It's all of the people who spoke out against him for breaking the wall of silence around that kind of behaviour in Hollywood and beyond. Later on the show, though, we are going to be choosing our person of the year. Something which I think the Talk Radio 1 to 4 in the afternoon person of the year is almost as eagerly anticipated as Time magazine's one. Is Reggie Yates eligible? I don't know.
He was until last week.
I thought so. Not anymore, though. Anyway, we will take your votes. We'll open the lines now for your person of the year. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with who you think should win our person of the year.
Got three Robert Mugabes so far. Last year, Time magazine's person of the year was Donald Trump. I could have been a typo, it could have been penis of the year, couldn't it? Because, you know, he is one. So. Yeah, one that's got weird hair and has been dipped in what's-its dust. Anyway, today he's cementing that position by trying to move the American embassy in Israel to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv, where it was before, in a bid to recognise Jerusalem as the new capital. It's caused all manner of uproar. It's all to do with politics and religion, of course. That is why it's contentious, given the precarious relationship between Israel and Palestine. More on this in the show just after 2 o'clock later, when we will be attempting to solve the Middle East problem here on the show. We're going to aim to do that. I suppose we'll allow 10 minutes for that. But yeah, I have to say, it's an odd time of year to do it, isn't it? To even start messing around with the Holy Land. I mean, it's nearly Christmas. Why would you start messing around with... I mean, Mary and Joseph famously travelled to Bethlehem. Where's Bethlehem? 6 miles out of Jerusalem. I mean, it's the Holy Land, for goodness sake. And lo, did it come to pass that Donald Trump decided to change it and move the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ from the inn in Bethlehem to a holiday inn in Jerusalem. But there was no room at the Holiday Inn because of a sales conference. So instead, Mary and Joseph did stay in one of those budget places where the bathroom is basically a plastic pod and... Jesus was born unto man on the floor next to the trouser press. And then came their visitors, the manager, who brought a bill for dry cleaning. Because the Holy Birth had ruined all the towels.
Donald Trump there.
The only thing that's not moving, really, is this afternoon's show, because we're already filling the post-meridium gap in your Wednesday with stuff. Here's what stuff you can expect to fill that gap. Headline hijacks on the way. Your chance, as you know, to make up a news story. That is what plays out over the first hour. It gives you around 50 minutes to get us a lie, and we'll stick it in the news at 2 o'clock as though it were true. Headline hijack. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
like. Any word you'd like. Lines are open for the headline hijacker. Also, diversity paper review. Today we go through the newspapers. Each day, courtesy of a different diversity. Very much a box-ticking exercise, but one that really helps diversity in the media. Samir is back today. Samir! We'll also be trying to find our person of the year, as I've previously intimated. Work experience punditry today comes from Hayley. No, I've just been told it's not Hayley, despite it saying that here. It's Alex. It's Alex. And we'll be looking at hipster nonsense, I think. Hipster nonsense for you on a week. No, it's not that either. We're looking at Christmas. A roundup of Christmas.
Christmas gifts.
Christmas gift roundup. How timely. See the information I am fed.
Good.
So Hayley won't be reviewing hipster nonsense. Instead, Alex will be reviewing Christmas gifts. Right, good. Now we've established that. Either way, they're a work experience and we don't have to pay them. And that's the main thing. There's the big debate at three. A game of dead or alive. In the last half an hour of the programme, from a list of things, are the things on it dead or alive? We will be talking Trump's moving of an embassy and how controversial that is turning out to be re the Middle East. And we're going to be talking failed terror plots. Much to come on today's programme then. Who's working on it, I hear you ask?
Who's working on it?
Chloe's producing today. Hello, Chloe!
Hello, John.
Hi there. Katie's on the buttons. Hello, Katie!
Hello.
Hi there. Cornelius!
Hi, John.
Hi there.
Can I wish you a happy
yes.
Put Your Own Shoes On Day?
I did that.
Did you?
That's great, right? I didn't even know it was the day for it.
Yeah, but mate,
by coincidence,
it's December 6th.
I did my own.
Mm.
Oh, hang on, though. Who doesn't put their own... Who's this day for, exactly?
For everyone. It's an inclusive holiday.
Right.
About time.
Isn't it, though? I'll wait to see Toby Gillet have a go at that later, because he's got no arms. Hence the name Gilles. Anyway, welcome along to Talk Radio in your afternoon news-led entertainment for the United Kingdom. And we're going to start with some music, because you know that music gets us into the big story, but you get to figure out what the link is. That's right, it's a little quizette for you to play at home, in the office, at school, wherever you may be listening to this. How do this song link to today's big story?
Shelter in the point.
It's the noise of you too. The song that makes a mockery of sat-nav. Where the streets have no name, Bono, of course. That's probably why none of his checks get to the tax office, isn't it? Because he probably puts the wrong address on it. Probably what that is. Tax office, the street. Oh, it's got no name, I don't know. I can't send it. Why don't you just Bax transfer it, Bonner? Oh. Shut up. So how does it link to today's big story? It's the big song. We need a big story. Cornelius has been trying to work it out here in the studio.
Hi, John.
Hi there.
I believe this song is a love letter to the US of A.
Mm.
Because that is where the streets have no names. They're called, well, like 86th Street and stuff like that,
yeah,
aren't they? So is it something to do with America? Is it the US embassy moving to Jerusalem?
No.
Oh. Is it the public bears brunting? Public bears being the brunt of
brunting.
Google.
Brunting's not a word, is it?
Yeah, it's a brunt.
Right.
You know, you brunt something.
Silly brunt.
Yeah, if it's a.
What's the story?
Google plans to stop Amazon Fire TV streaming devices being able to use YouTube.
Nope.
Is it?
It's a big story. Come on.
Storm Caroline.
Storm Caroline.
We should do that as well quickly, yeah, before we can't joke about that
yeah,
story.
Someone gets killed. No, it's not. It's not that.
I don't know that.
I'll tell you, of course. The streets have a name here, don't they? Name me a street.
Station Street.
No.
Hatfields.
No, don't say quality. It's not a chocolate Christmas
Coronation.
Story. No, that's a chicken. It's Downing Street.
Janet.
What?
Janet.
No.
Porter.
No. It's Downing Street, which has the name Downing Street.
And in that song's about songs not having names.
Yeah, but that one has got a name. And also at the beginning of it, Bono says something about tearing down walls. And now the alleged terror plot about the man we've been reading about in the papers today, hearing from Alex Dibble earlier about this plot to blow up the gates of Downing Street so someone could get in and murder Theresa May. Right, there's a man in court accused of this. Mm. The case continues. So we're going to be talking about these foiled terror plots because obviously that's the news today, and we know that there was talk of the Manchester Arena attack could have been stopped, could have been prevented, according to a security review. So we're going to be talking about thwarted terror plots, how MI5 works on them, what information comes out, who's on what list, and how it all comes together, and why they didn't spot the Manchester one, and indeed what happened, if we can talk about behind this Downing Street plot. Much to come in the world of terror chat. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance! What a goal!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in December, win flights and £150 spending money for a sensational two-night city stay in a European hotspot of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
You can say anything to a mate. Anything. Call them every name under the sun. Wind them up, bring them down a peg. Tell them stuff you never thought you'd tell anyone. Because they're proper mates. Like brothers. When it's a mate, You say what you feel like saying. Except, I love you, man. And I'm not going to let you drink drive. Stupid, innit? Mates don't let mates drink drive. Think.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
This Christmas, surprise that someone special with Boss Bottled Night at the Perfume Shop. Half price at only £39.99 for 200ml while stocks last. From stocking fillers to gift sets, the Perfume Shop has Christmas sorted. At the Perfume Shop, celebrating 25 years on the High Street. Offer ends December 12th.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Kent, the A2 in Strood is queuing towards an accident at Castle View Road. It's causing delays coming off the M2 at Junction 1. In Suffolk, the A14 very slow westbound between Junctions 39 and 38 just after Kentford after a spillage of diesel earlier. In the West Midlands, the M5 is heavy southbound towards Junction 1 for West Bromwich, heading towards the roadwork section. And in Cumbria, the A66 going between Keswick and Threlkeld is partly blocked because of an accident which is causing queues on both sides. I'm Alan Joyce.
Izzy?
Mark, hi.
They want 1,000 of the red dress, 50 now, with pictures.
That's wonderful, but not sure I've got 50 in stock. I'll get Cara on conference. Mark?
Yeah?
We've got them. Uploading the pictures now. You got your tablet?
Yeah, looking now. Want to do more in less time? Unified Communications joins up your landlines, mobiles and tablets to improve customer service. The future is exciting. Ready? Search Vodafone Business. Terms and conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Let us talk indeed about today's big story. So, as we've been hearing in the news, there is a man in court today accused of plotting to kill the Prime Minister. To be fair, what she's been through, given what she's been through politically recently and after this week's latest Brexit debacle, she'd probably welcome it and consider it sweet relief. But in this country, at least, killing the Prime Minister remains a crime, which is what the gentleman in question is charged with. The plan, we learn, involved the bombing of the gates at Downing Street, the security gate, and then, in the confusion, attacking Theresa May with a knife. Now, I am no wannabe attacker of anyone, accused or otherwise, but even I can see a slight flaw in that plot which is being alleged in court, not least the fact that if you're alleged to have gone to all the trouble of bombing some of the most protected gates in the world, only to get into Downing Street holding a knife and then going, just going to hang out here and see if she pops out and see what went bang. That is the alleged plot, anyway. Covered widely in the press today, the case continues. And it comes at the time of a security review which said that it was conceivable that, for example, the Manchester Arena bombing, in which 22 people were killed, could have been prevented. On the line is Simon Trundle. He's a counter-terror consultant. Good afternoon, Simon. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon.
So, let's talk about this security review, first of all. Who put that together? What was it for, and what did we learn from it?
It was independent. It was an independent QC who was to look and review at the events around Manchester and London and Westminster Bridge attacks. And it was to look at how things were done. Could they have been done better? It wasn't to apportion blame, because some people would like to have blame. Whenever there's something happens, they want to blame somebody. But this was really to try and find out the facts. And the conclusion was that, quote the expression was, if the cards had fallen differently, we may have been able to detect and stop the Manchester bombing. But that's based on the fact that if small pieces of intelligence had all been added together, several small pieces added together, there was a slim chance that somebody might have then recognised a pattern and may have then arrested or detained or observed the individual and prevented it. So it's lots of ifs and possibles. Nothing definitive came out of it.
I see. It's interesting you use the phrase how the cards have fallen there as well, because that's kind of what all of this comes down to in the end, isn't it? Because there's so much out there, and limited, presumably, resources of people like yourself, like the security services, all looking at this and trying to piece these elaborate plots together up against the odds. So it is inevitable that things fall through the net, isn't it?
Things have fallen through the net and more than likely will in the future because you've got finite resources and you've also got the nature of the intelligence you can gather. I mean, if you have, he was one individual among 20,000 cases of investigation and they have to categorise them into the most dangerous ones and then they have to really task the resources to those. It's all little pieces of evidence. Nobody walks around the city carrying an AK-47 and then they report of it. It's minor things. It's chat room attendance. It's travel patterns. It's been seen with another person of interest. And in a big way as well, it's members of the public and it's people close to them who say, I am not happy with the people they're hanging around with or their sudden change of behaviour.
Yeah.
And all of that can add up to paint a picture. But all of those facts have to land on one desk at one time, in one review, in order for the person to rise up the threat register.
To get into those groups that are being actively investigated. Is it the case, then, would more resources help, though? Because, you know, the government, who are ultimately responsible for this, you know, is it a case of channeling more resources into and having more of those desks which things could fall onto and more people looking at them?
Yes, but you don't employ somebody off the street to be one of those, so it does take a while. It's a bit like firearms officers. It takes a long time to train them up and get them deployed. So a government decision to expand security services resources takes a while to implement. What is important is that a lot of the cases that have been cracked and stopped have been stopped because of little bits of information coming forward. Sometimes the public might think, oh, I won't bother reporting this because I think I'm just being stupid and paranoid. Actually, they've been some of the triggers to help stopping attacks. And therefore, we're always constantly saying, members of the public, report anything. You know, yeah. If you see people in your community acting differently, report them. It may be the vital piece.
Now, you've sort of brought that on neatly to what we're hearing was a stopped plot. Now, we've got to be careful around this, because it's an active court case. But in broad terms, what we know of what they're calling the Downing Street plot, without going to any of the specifics of that actual case, because we can't do that, that is a plot that was stopped how? In the same kind of way that you're talking about. This is looking at the little pieces.
Yes, it's looking at it's a multidisciplinary approach to try and detecting a threat. It can be a combination of data mining, literally looking at what websites have been approached. It could be very simply looking at who they're associating with. And inevitably, when somebody is plotting, they seldom do it completely on their own. They do it with some form of moral support, verbal support, physical support from others, and it's trying to join all of these patterns together. And that's what leads to arrests. And in this instance, it was considered a strong enough case to take it to court.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much for joining us. Simon Trundle there, counter-terror consultant. Talking to us about that review, this review into recent security issues, I suppose, specifically around the Manchester Arena, where yesterday we learned that it could have been prevented. That was the words of the government yesterday. But, you know, as Simon's saying, it's incredibly complicated. It's not that simple. Things have to fall on the right desk at the right time in order to escalate people up and down this sort of seeming chart of threat, really. They have a threat chart and names on that, and they move around. And they can only have the resources to investigate, you know, basically the top 10. We're going to be talking Jerusalem quite soon on the programme. Donald Trump is, you know, speaking of areas of conflict, he's going to move the embassy, the US embassy, which is in Tel Aviv at the moment, across to Jerusalem, which is rather flying in the face of international law, who doesn't recognise Jerusalem as a one-party state anyway. We're going to be talking about that later. We are going to be going through the newspapers. We are going to be bringing you Headline Hijack in this hour. And we'll get through some of those next. The number to send your made-up stories in is this, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Just after 1:30, here's Victoria with the very latest headlines.
Talk Radio.
Thank you, good afternoon. Two men have appeared before magistrates over an alleged plot to attack Downing Street and assassinate the Prime Minister. The pair from North London and Birmingham have been remanded in custody and are due back in court later this month. The Prime Minister insists she is expecting a Brexit deal that's right for the whole of the UK. She's faced questions for the first time since her meeting in Brussels on Monday ended with no final agreement. The DUP blocked it over a proposal for the Irish border. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has criticised the slow pace of talks.
18 months since the referendum, no answers to the questions. Today, they haven't yet concluded phase one, no answers to the questions, and the DUP appear to be ruling the roost and telling her what to do.
Donald Trump's being accused of jeopardising the peace process in the Middle East. In a speech later, the US president's expected to recognise Jerusalem as Israel's capital by moving the American embassy to the disputed city. Doing so would enrage Palestinians. Theresa May's told MPs she plans to speak to him about the matter and that Britain's position is clear.
Jerusalem should ultimately form a shared capital between the Israeli and Palestinian states. That is, you know, we continue to support a two-state solution. We recognise the importance of Jerusalem and our position on that has not changed.
The terror attacks in Manchester and London Bridge were among the most discussed moments of the year in the UK on Facebook. The social networks released its list of the topics most widely posted about in 2017. Game of Thrones also made the top 10. And the Duke of Cambridge has revealed Prince George played a sheep in his school nativity play. The Royal admits he went along to his son's show and it was funny. The weather, wet and windy in the north and west. Elsewhere, generally cloudy and mild. Today's high is 12 degrees. There's more news in half an hour.
Sorry, who? What nativity was that? The
Prince George's nativity.
And he was a sheep.
And he was a sheep.
He should have put his foot down on that. I mean, he's, you know, he's royal. He could have got any role he wanted, couldn't he, really, in that?
I'm glad they didn't pull rank, though.
I mean,
there would have been tears.
You know, they need to push.
I would have, I mean, you think the obvious choice would be Joseph, but I think there's a more obvious choice of King Herod, because of the royal element.
Yeah.
It'd be a nice, because he's going to be king one day, isn't he, George?
Well, I mean,
we're looking at that, aren't we?
He's in line.
So it would have been good practice.
Or what if he'd have been the baby Jesus? King of the Jews.
Oh, yeah.
So he could have played.
Possibly one step too far.
Where do you say that?
You don't normally have anyone play the Jesus.
This is my point. Let's break down that barrier. Why doesn't anyone play the Jesus? Everyone's angling after Joseph or Mary.
You get in trouble, don't you?
No, that's Muhammad. You can depict Jesus.
No, you can't. Remember Greg's the other week with a sausage roll?
Well, yeah, but you're calling Prince George a sausage roll. Are you saying Prince George is some reconstituted meat in some pastry?
No.
It's gone down a very dark road.
Yeah. A dusty road.
A dusty dark road, actually.
On a donkey is where it's gone. Yeah. You basically called the future king...
No.
An unhealthy snack.
No.
Yeah, well, you did.
No.
Yeah. But I'm saying break down the walls. Break those barriers down. And somebody can play Jesus.
What's the point, though? There's no lines.
And you need a massive crib, then, wouldn't you? Also, I mean, practically. And doesn't also Mary have to hold the baby Jesus? And again, practically, I mean, you wouldn't get a sling big enough, would you, for a small child?
The only person small enough to be able to play Jesus and for Mary, for a little girl to still be able to pick him up would be, you, John,
right?
He's just so small.
Or Dennis Wise.
I knew you were going to say that. He's a very small man.
He's a very small man.
Yeah. I'm just glad I'm not in the jungle.
Yeah, exactly.
This would have been a disaster.
Yeah, well, that's...
What would the small man, Ant or Deck, whichever one of them it is, have done? I don't know.
Well, they'd probably make jokes about how you're not famous more than your height.
That's why I'm not in there. Right then.
Turned, didn't it?
Yeah, as ever. Good. Thank you, Victoria.
Welcome.
For bringing us the news. No thanks to you, Cornelius. Right, now we'll probably have a trail or something, and then we'll do some headline hijacks.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio.
Now, when you think about it, a hamster in captivity doesn't have much of a life. Eat, sleep, make baby hamsters, repeat, until some bright spark gave a hamster a wheel. Hamsters love their wheels, and what happens in nature happens in the human world. We've got a hamster on the show who loves his wheels, and not just any old hamster, Richard Hammond from the Grand Tour, formerly of Top Gear. He's in talking cars, crashes, and above all, Jeremy Clarkson.
I'm just a terrible driver. That's the only conclusion we can come to, increasingly.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Join me, Paul Ross, and Richard Hamster Hammond on a Friday special, revved up and raring to go from 6
on Talk Radio.
Brum, brum.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
to the headline hijack. So here's how it works. If you are a new listener and you haven't heard it before, allow me to elucidate. Now, at 2 o'clock, the bulletin will be here. The news bulletin, it will be said by Victoria. She will say the news, but within it will be a made-up news lie. But the people not paying attention to this bit of the programme and not hearing this won't know it's a lie. Because it's in the news, they'll believe it. You get to make the lie up. That's how Headline Hijack works. The lines are open. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Any word you'd like. And then a couple of sentences will do. A couple of sentences or a paragraph, like this one, for example.
This one is from Ed, who says that a school has banned children from playing Stuck in the Mud as they're afraid that children's imaginations are becoming so graphic that they may believe that they're actually stuck in some mud and start to have a panic attack. The decision comes after a game of bulldog reminded a child about the time he was chased down the road by an angry dog.
You do have to be careful these days, it has to be said. Kiss Chase, for example. Now, if you play, you're playing that in the playground, because you know, you used to play that probably as a kid, didn't you? Well, possibly not you. You might not have been invited. But other children will have played Kiss Chase, of course, growing up. You know, you chase someone, you give them a little kiss. You can't do that now without getting them to fill in a form of consent, obviously.
It's a weird game when you think about it.
It is a weird game, isn't it? Yeah, when you... Yeah, a bit odd, that. From the 1970s, probably. Things were different then, weren't they? So, I mean, no, they weren't, but, you know, it seems that it was more tolerable to that sort of nasty behaviour. I don't know. It was when the teachers started to join in and it got weird at my school. Never liked that history teacher. Anyway, so, plus 16's too old to be playing that. So, Cornelius, what else has been coming in?
How about this from Peter, who says there's been controversy.
Oh, yeah.
In the I'm a Celebrity jungle, after Stanley Johnson encouraged Amir Khan to have a boxing match with a giant python in order to help overcome his fear of snakes. The former pro boxer fought the snake in the Bush Tucker trial clearing whilst the production staff were elsewhere, and the snake had to be rushed to hospital after being knocked out in round 4.
Okay, good. Amir Khan's turning out to be...
I haven't seen last night, so... No spoilers.
Amir Khan gets bitten by a spider and dies.
I don't think that's that. I think that would be in the news.
Yeah, well, it's in the showbiz news, but we don't really cover that. Yeah. Anyway, that's what... Anyway, last...
Don't, because I was out last night. I won a pub quiz, so...
Did you?
Yeah. My team, Damien Green's Internet History, won.
Very good. Very good.
What did we win?
Yeah.
£40 bar tab.
Good work, mate. Is that where you got a hangover today?
Which I must say has disappeared since.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that why you're really hungover?
Yeah.
Okay. The lines are open then for today's headline hijack. Cornelius is having more trouble reading than usual due to his hungover state, so why not send something complex in? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Paper review on the way, and what's more, it's a diversity one. Samir is here, making us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
From office equipment to fuel. What if the everyday things you buy for your business could add up to something a bit more rewarding?
With the American Express Gold Business Card, you can earn membership rewards points on your business spend and use them for office supplies, restaurants, or even flights. Join now and get 20,000 bonus points when you spend £3,000 in the first 3 months. Plus, your first year's annual card fee is on us, saving you £125. Search Amex Gold Business to apply. Welcome offer subject to card membership approval. For a card with no annual fee, rewards, or other features, an alternative is available. See website for terms.
Everyone likes to get a broadband deal, but who's got time to go searching for them? At BT, we do the hard work for our broadband customers by offering them personalised deals. So now getting the right deal takes no time at all. If you're our broadband customer, you can find your personalised deal at bt.com/mydeal. It's ready and waiting for you.
Got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
The festive season has started at Selco Builders Warehouse, and we're celebrating with Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Like a Spectrum 5-piece dry call case for just £109.99, or a Bosch 4-piece multi-construction drill bit set for only £7.99. Now that's a Christmas cracker. Don't miss Selco's 12 deals of Christmas, only available until the 15th of December. Prices exclude VAT. Find out more at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Manchester, the M60 is very slow moving anti-clockwise between junction 14 for the M61 and 12 for the Eccles interchange after a van broke down. Delays in Cheshire on the M6 heading south between junctions 18 and 17 towards Sandbach after a van broke down. In Suffolk, the A14 is very slow moving westbound towards junction 38 for the A11 near Newmarket after a spillage of diesel earlier. And in Somerset, the A38 in Wellington is slow either side of the roadwork section near to Pope's Lane. I'm Alan Joyce.
Cara, joining video conference.
Hi, Cara. Wow, check out your tan.
Thanks. I just got back from Greece.
Oh, nice. So, tell me, do we have 50 of this dress?
App says yes, but I'll double check. Yep, I'll send you some pics.
Fab.
Want to do more in less time? Unified Communications joins up your landlines, mobiles, desktops, laptops and tablets to improve productivity. The future is exciting. Ready? Search Vodafone Business. Terms and conditions apply.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll be going through the papers very shortly for you. Before that, however, a headline has just come up on the screen in front of me on the BBC News saying Prince George terror threat. Has he been arrested? What is this story? Is Prince George... Okay, breaking news. Prince George...
No, stop. You're about to report some lies. Which we've discussed how expensive they can be, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
What you've done is you've seen a...
I've seen a headline. I'm just reporting
context.
A headline.
Yeah, but out of context.
Prince George has been arrested.
No, he hasn't, has he? You don't know that.
Well, it says Prince George terror threat, so I'm assuming...
It's probably something else, isn't it?
It's hard to think what, though, isn't it? What that would be if Prince George is involved Maybe in a terror threat. I mean, the reason I mention it is because of all of these security reviews that are going on at the moment. This has been in the news. We were talking about it earlier.
A man has been accused of sharing Prince George photo in a terror guide. That's the story.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I should probably read the actual story before I announce it as the news, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, should have done that.
Like George Galloway.
Yeah.
That time, do you remember?
He did do that, yeah. Anyway, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons, but there is a lot going on. Prince George is a terrorist.
No.
Victim of a terror threat. Mm. The French rock star Johnny Hallyday has died at the age of 74. He was like Elvis in France. He's a huge rock star in France, Johnny Hallyday.
Well, he's even more like Elvis in France now.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll have a holiday, like a national holiday.
A holiday.
To commemorate the great French rock star Johnny Hallyday. That's in the news. Also, of course, Donald Trump is attempting to solve the Middle East problem by making it a lot worse. He's moving an embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. It's a little bit frowned upon, that kind of thing. In fact, an accord was signed, a waiver, by previous presidents going back quite a long time, not to do that. And now he's going, yeah, I'll just move it, whatever, in some more Trump international diplomacy wins there. So there's a lot going on and it's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius, we're here to help, because what we do is we take the news on this programme and analyse it in depth using Japanese poetry. The more complicated the story, the simpler it becomes when you boil it down to a set number of syllables. 5, 7, 5. The news in haikus.
Skip meals too. Pay for kids' Christmas gifts. What does Santa do then?
The news in haikus. So have you, Cornelius, have you got the papers? Have you got them?
Yeah, I've got some here.
Well, could you give them to our work experience then?
No. Samir's here to review them. I've got some here. Samir. Yeah.
It's Samir.
It's Samir.
All right, wasn't supposed to be any kind of test. Samir.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. Hi, Samir.
Hello, John.
How lovely to see you again.
Good to see you too.
Yes, now you are here because, of course...
we're
you...
like Ant and Dec, aren't we?
Aren't we, though? Aren't we, though? But really not paid like
yeah.
they are.
Without the writers.
All the skills, yeah. The profile. Yeah. I've got the same drug addiction. That's fine.
Prescription drugs.
Prescription drugs, yeah. Let's be very clear, yeah. As one of them.
Prescription drugs.
Huh? Anyway, Samir is here, and he's here because of the diversity paper review. It's a paper review, but we do it with a different diversity each day, making us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Remind us, Samir, of your diversity, please.
I'm brown.
Yes. Which paper have you looked at first?
The Guardian. And yes. It's funny that you're talking about drugs, because this was a story about Russia being banned from the Winter Olympics over state-sponsored doping.
Yeah. And yes, that's right.
Yeah, so basically Vitaly Mutko, who is the former sports minister, and he was the 2018 World Cup chief, he's been banned for life. Some of the athletes that were clean, though, will actually be allowed the opportunity to compete, essentially. So that was like a sort of a bit of a nice offering from the
So are they going to get put into other teams? If Russia can't have a team, how are they going
to
do that?
That could have been an alternative, yeah, just hand them over to different, yeah. you know, a ballot or something.
Like at school when you picked football teams.
Yeah, and just I always get picked
up.
Last. Yeah,
exactly.
Just, yeah.
Me as well.
Yeah.
Me as well, Samir. Very, very loud. In fact, left just embarrassingly so, yeah. But they could line them up and each country could take it in turns to pick an athlete just to add on to theirs.
That could be... Actually, that's probably better than what they're going to do.
See? What are they going to do?
Because they're going to be dressed up as like... in neutral colours, and they're going to be like Olympic athletes from Russia. So instead of being Russian, the Russian team, they're going to be athletes from Russia.
What, in a team?
Yeah, that'll be...
But that's the same thing.
No, because they're not going to have... if Russia win... Well, if Olympic athletes from Russia win, they're not going to have the Russian national anthem being played. They're going to have the Olympic national anthem.
Well they have played. That thing at the Olympics where it's independent athletes, don't they? And every year, when this is the Summer Olympics, when the opening ceremony, everyone comes out, and then it just goes, independent Olympic athletes, and everyone goes, what, where are they from? We want to know, what's the deal there? And it's just
And are they then
for,
all from countries that aren't allowed for whatever political reason to...
It could be anything, I can't remember, I'll look it
up. Can you stand, like in Parliament, can you stand as an Olympic athlete? Or run, or jump? Not just stand, that's a rubbish sport. Can you do that? Are you allowed to do that? So if I, you know, obviously I'm, you know, pretty much at my Olympic athletic best at the moment.
You've definitely worked your way up from those days of primary school, secondary
indeed,
school.
Indeed, I have. Yeah, back in the day when I wasn't chosen for anything.
Yeah, now you'd be first
I'm at
pick,
the peak
yeah.
of physical fitness.
Oh, yeah.
Could you possibly, though, if I went to the Olympics and said, look, you don't want to pick me, I realise, because I'm not really very good at this. But if I went in as an independent, can I do that?
Well, you'd be great at the hurdles, wouldn't you, John?
Because I run under them. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You wouldn't have to jump
And you wouldn't be very good at any of it, would you? Because
well,
you'd be...
Wonky eyes. What?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, because you'd be on the starting line, and then they go, go, and you go, oh, where to go? And then you'd run off sideways, like your eye, following your eyes.
I have perfect vision.
Yeah.
Right.
Towards the back, from the when you're looking at the front.
Independent Olympians can happen for various reasons, including political transition, international sanctions, suspensions of National Olympic committees, and just compassion.
Fine. Well, there we go then.
So they,
okay. Well, it's good though, isn't it, that the cleared ones can still have go
but
to the. Winter
do you know
Olympics.
What I've always wanted? And I think so many people have had this suggestion, and people really want it. So, okay, you've got the clean Olympics, but let's have an alternative Olympics where people can get as drugged up as possible and see how fast they can go. Can they do the 100 meters in 8 seconds? I don't know.
It would be absolutely. Pinnacle of entertainment.
It would be
it
so
would be
fun to watch.
Much better than the boring old usual ones where everyone could just get mashed on what the hell they like and just go for it.
So just use these people that have done it and put them in this alternative competition.
I completely agree.
I mean,
why don't we do that? We could organise that.
Mm.
It would give a whole different meaning to high jump.
Yes. It would. We should do. We could organise the mashed up Olympics or something and then.
I don't understand this idea.
Right, so, at the moment, the Olympics, you have to be clean to enter, right? Everyone's on a level, literally on a level playing field.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If then you take all the people that have been banned for doping, let them take as much as they liked, and have an alternative Olympics with them,
then it'll
be
Olympics.
Faster and better at it, but it's entirely permissible.
Yeah.
Samir is onto something.
I would genuinely like to know which countries do the best at doping, at drugs, basically.
Yeah. And then
how would we do well in that? Would we manage to medal?
I mean, at the end of the day, the clue is in the name, isn't it? Mm. Performance enhancing.
Yeah.
Enhancing the performance.
Yeah, but you'd have to sacrifice some Olympians. So in the main event, you wouldn't be getting your best people because you'd be like, oh no, we'll put them in the drunk Olympics, or the drug Olympics.
Yeah.
Drunk Olympics, that should happen as well.
Yeah. That'd be
the winter equivalent. So every 2 years. Every 2 years when there's not the drug Olympic.
There's the drunk Olympic. They all have to neck mulled wine by the ice rink before they go on. Like in a Christmas market.
Yeah.
It's good. This is good to me. You're on something.
Well, they could alternate. So they could go clean one time and then 4 years on they could go in the drugged Olympics so they can have the best of both.
Yeah.
See if which ones they compete better in.
Yeah.
If they realise.
Specialise.
Yeah, yeah. And then decide where they want to
I think,
focus their
to
career.
Use your word, we would medal at that. Anyway, we must. There's more in the papers to talk about, of course. What else have you got?
Yeah, this was a shocking story that two in court over plot to bomb number 10 and kill the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
This would have been really upsetting and shocking reading for everyone.
We do have to be careful about this because it's an ongoing court case, don't forget, so we can't talk about it in any detail. Suffice to report what's already been reported, just to be clear, Samir.
So all that I have heard...
Yeah,
on the news. Well, it's not like I'll have any access court documents.
Good, don't say anything else apart from what you've heard in the news.
Yeah.
That's a safe way to play this. Mm. Go on.
So I have heard things that they were planning to... Yeah. Can I say what they were planning
to
do? Yes,
because that's in the public domain, yes.
Okay, just to be sure.
Alleged to have
What they were alleged to do was to cause some sort of havoc near Westminster. Maybe some sort of explosion or something. That would cause a lot of chaos. That would potentially make it easier to access Downing Street. And then they allegedly wanted to go in and sort of explode the place with explosive devices on and hope to assassinate the Prime Minister.
Well, as I say, given the week she's had, given the recent political time she's had, and certainly this week, she'd probably consider it sweet relief. To be honest.
John, I'm sure that's not the case.
Well, she's not having a good time.
No.
She needs a way out. And she can't, at the end of the day, she can't. No one else wants the job, do they? So, anyway.
And it was incredible. I think that the police have, foiled 9 different attacks this year.
We were talking, just before we came in, to a security expert about how this counter-terror stuff works, because there's been this review, of course, into recent incidents. And they are under-resourced, but it's impossible. It's a jigsaw. People, names that they have, people of interest, move up and down this list, like charts. And they then have the resources to investigate, like, the top 10. But if someone drops out of the top 10, it could be that they're planning something, but that bit of chatter at that moment hasn't elevated them into the currently being investigated, which is seemingly what happened in the Manchester bombing attack.
Yeah, because they said that he could have potentially, you know, been stopped. He was on, you know...
All the information was there, but no one had put it all together because of resources, really. And
that's a shame, because if we had so much more money to put into this, we could potentially have a lot more being watched.
And training. We were talking to Simon Trundle about this earlier, a terrorism expert, and he was saying it's about the training as well, and all the things need to land on the right desk at the right time in order to make this all come together. It's hellishly complex, is the gist of it. Final story, very quickly. Final story.
This is quite not particularly pleasant, but a lot of parents are skipping meals to pay for children's Christmas gifts.
Oh, yeah, I read about this.
And this is quite sad, that almost half of parents will resort to extreme actions, such as skipping a meal, after spending too much on Christmas presents for their children. And obviously Christmas is a wonderful time of year. They really want to try and make it as special as they can for their
children. It's the most wonderful time of year, famously.
Yeah. Even better than their birthdays in some cases. You can understand why, you know, they want to go all out, but it's also a bit, sometimes it can be irresponsible to spend more than you have.
It's about budgeting. I suppose the answer to that is, as with everything, you know, depending on how much money you've got or whatever else, it is about budgeting, isn't it? And kids will, you know, kids appreciate small things, actually, because they're, you know, they don't have to have the latest this, that and the other. You know, you can...
No, that's society telling you what
exactly,
you want rather
but
than what
kids kind of appreciate gestures. You know, kids appreciate small stuff.
Yeah.
If you've trained them correctly. Exactly. But, you know, or buy them food for Christmas. So therefore,
well, yeah, that explains like why I got sausages and mash one year for Christmas.
Exactly right.
My parents skipped a meal, but they just went, we could just give him this.
Give him that, wrap that up.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. And in many ways, a sausage roll is sausage in a pastry wrapping.
Mm. Which you're wrap so it's already wrapped.
Yeah. So you save yourself money there as well. You don't have to buy wrapping paper for that. So that's kind of a...
Start planning from the January sales.
There you go. Samir, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
The diversity paper review there, done each day for us by a different diversity. Reminders of yours.
I'm brown.
Yes. Makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Because we like to do our bit. Now, in the next bit of the programme, we will be solving the Middle East crisis. We've got about 10 minutes, we think, to do it, so we reckon we can have it nailed probably between about 10 past 2 and 20 past 2 when traffic and travel comes on. If the Middle East crisis isn't solved by the time the travel comes on, that's not our fault. We simply can't move the travel. So we'll be attempting that. Also, we've got a game of Dead or Alive on the programme. If you'd like to have a go at that later, here's a number to call. 0344 499 1000. 0344 499 1000. Chloe will be answering the telephone. Start your message with the word hello, Chloe. Now, headline hijack on the way. Your chance to get a made-up news story into the forthcoming bulletin to confuse the people not listening properly. Cornelius, whose chance is it today?
Rog.
Where's Rog from?
Aintree.
Rog is in Aintree and is today's headline hijacker. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7. On Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend. With outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Fleet managers, maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatic's fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatics, a Verizon company.
Back in the day, a tackle was a tackle. And diving was something you did down the bath. Shorts were short, and there wasn't a man bun or Alice band in sight. But then again, back in the day, you couldn't have a flutter on your phone. Sign up to Betfred and get £30 in free bets when you stake a tenner. Result. So, whenever you bet, Betfred. Selected bets, new customers only, 18 plus, T's and C's apply. Please bet responsibly, begambleaware.org. Visit betfred.com/promotions for more information.
Christmas. Made merrier with Sky Mobile. Unwrap a range of unmissable offers, like the Samsung Galaxy S8 with a Tab A7.
for just £30 a month with 500 megabytes of data. Plus, join Sky Mobile today and get a Sky Store voucher to watch our latest releases. Ring in a Christmas made merrier. Search Sky Mobile. Ends 28 December, 30-month interest-free loan and data plan required for handset. 12-month minimum term, 18 plus. Includes handset only and pay-as-you-go calls and texts for non-Sky TV customers. Subject to status and credit check. Tablet Wi-Fi only. Add to basket at checkout. Skystore.com voucher. Terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
And just after two, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Theresa May assassination plot, the Pope contradicts Donald Trump, and the Times Magazine Person of the Year.
Talk Radio.
A man has appeared in court accused of plotting to assassinate the Prime Minister. Nima Rahman was allegedly planning to bomb the security gates at Downing Street before detonating a suicide vest inside number 10. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble is at Westminster Magistrate Court.
The 20-year-old indicated no plea in response to the charge and was remanded in custody. The court was told Rahman had carried out a hostile visit of Downing Street to help him plan the attack. When he was arrested by counter-terror police in raids last week in London, he was carrying two improvised explosive devices. Rahman will appear at the Old Bailey later this month.
He appeared alongside 21-year-old Mohammed Imran from Birmingham, who's accused of trying to join Islamic State and preparing acts of terror. He's also been remanded in custody. In other news, the Prime Minister insists she will not do anything to create a barrier between Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK. A potential Brexit agreement fell apart on Monday, apparently after the DUP was concerned about it creating a division. The SNP's Westminster leader Ian Blackford told the Commons it's a shambles.
It is embarrassing that it was being briefed on Monday morning that the Prime Minister had a deal, only to take this off the table after a call with the DUP. Is this the Prime Minister who is in office but not in power?
The Pope has spoken of his deep worries about US plans to officially recognise Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. President Trump will confirm later that he'll move his country's embassy there. An increase in the number of students getting extra marks in their GCSEs and A-levels is partly being put down to terror attacks in the Grenfell Tower fire. There was an 18% rise in pupils in England applying for special consideration this summer. And the group of women who spoke out against sexual abuse and harassment have become Time Magazine Person of the Year. Known as the Silence Breakers, they were closely associated with the Me Too hashtag, which gathered momentum as allegations emerged against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Now, Victoria, as you know, we'll be bringing us some bonus news around about 3:30 today to make up the time. The bulletins don't last. They're only about 2 minutes. That's not enough to fit everything in, of course. So at 3:30 today, animal, vegetable, mineral, because that covers everything else off. Animal news, Victoria, today. Animal news on the way at 3:30.
Yes, it is. I'm researching like crazy right now.
Good.
Have you found the animal news desk? It's the one in the corner next to the vegetable.
Is that
one.
What that was?
Yeah, yeah.
The vegetable isn't the vegetable desk. Is more of a vegetable rack, to be honest with you.
Yes. and the animal desk. The animals sort of walk over to the vegetables and eat them as well.
You have to. It's quite a messy area of the office.
Yeah. I wondered what that was.
Just to let you know. Yeah. Look, Victoria's got the weather now. Here's the weather. Here's some weather. It's weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Wet and windy in the north and west. Elsewhere, generally cloudy and mild. Today's high is 12 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed. Toby's got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. A former England all-rounder has told TalkSport they were always up against it in the Ashes when Ben Stokes was ruled out. They went down 2-0 in the series with a 120-run defeat in the second test. Dominic Cork says he's been unimpressed with the tourists.
Does it surprise me how poorly England have played at times? Yes, because I think they're a better side than that. But they're missing one genius. They're missing Ben Stokes, and he is the difference.
Jurgen Klopp has told his Liverpool players they can't take reaching the Champions League knockout phase for granted. They're big favourites going into today's clash with Spartak Moscow, needing a point to go through and three to ensure top of their group. Manchester City face Shakhtar Donetsk. Tottenham are at home to Apoel. Both those English clubs are already through. And Joe Konta will work with the American Michael Joyce as their new coach. He's previously guided former world number ones Maria Sharapova and Victoria Azarenka. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a children's tea party cafe is to open in Manchester's northern quarter, which serves only air out of teapots into little plastic cups. The prices will be more than your standard high street coffee shop, but the press release says the experience will also include inedible plastic cakes for each person, which must be returned to the toy box after use.
Very hipster. Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. And, well, now we want from you your Person of the Year on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So then, good afternoon. If you're just joining us, you are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Welcome along. So, we learn from the news today that Time magazine have announced who is their long-awaited... Person of the Year. It's not one person, it's persons to this time. It is the women who initially spoke out around about the Me Too hashtag and accused Harvey Weinstein of all the things Harvey Weinstein stands accused of. Three or four women and one pot plant on the front of Time magazine. And I can tell you that Gardeners Weekly have named that pot plant as Plant of the Year as well, for much the same reason, given what Harvey did to it. But we at Talk Radio want to know who is your Person of the Year. It's Talk Radio's afternoon show, Person of the Year. The nominations are open. Cornelius, how does it work?
So basically, what we need you to do is text or tweet us who you think should win an alternative view of the year for us. And in about 10 minutes' time, we're going to get some people on the phone. And us two members of the team as well will also be arguing the case. And then... that's what you have to do if you want to get onto the shortlist.
Onto the shortlist of Talk Radio's afternoon show, Person of the Year. Now, we must talk about today's other big story. So Donald Trump, he's the president of the United States and groper-in-chief, and he's decided to move the US embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem in order to recognize the latter as the country's capital. But of course, was Jerusalem builded here? In England's green and pleasant land. Well, no, it wasn't, obviously. It's still in Israel, even though Donald Trump isn't really that hot at geography. The move, of course, has been welcomed by Israel, but not so much welcomed by Palestine, who claim that East Jerusalem, well, it's a capital of a future Palestinian state. This is, of course, all to do with sovereignty over the city. Israeli sovereignty has never been recognised internationally due to the contention. Hence, the wider international community maintaining all of their embassies in Tel Aviv. Since 1967, Israel has built settlements in East Jerusalem, settlements which are considered illegal under international law, though Israel disputes this. It all goes to the heart of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. So, you know, it's not like it's any kind of issue at all. Donald Trump steaming in, poking his fat orange stick into a fragile political religious wasp's nest. That's the gist of what's been going on. He's promised the move to appease the pro-Israel voters that he said he would do this for in the presidential campaign. So it's not like anyone's surprised, but it remains, according to many, a flagrant provocation of Muslims. On the line is Jane Kinnamott. I'll do that again. On the line is Jane Kinnan-Mott. She's the Senior Research Fellow in Middle East and North Africa programme at Chatham House. Good afternoon, Jane. Thank you for joining us.
Hi.
So is this the kiss of death to a two-state peace solution, as the Palestinians are claiming, or is Trump right when he says he's just recognising what, to all intents and purposes, is the capital of Israel? A recognition of reality, I think, was the phrase.
He is taking sides firmly with Israel on one of the most controversial questions in the peace process. Now, the US is generally seen as siding with Israel more than with the Palestinians, but on certain issues it has consistently said that, you know, some of the deepest problems of the conflict should be resolved by negotiations rather than being decided by outsiders. So this is essentially a massive free gift to Israel, and something that leaves not just the Palestinians but wider Arab and Islamic communities baffled at best, or furious at most, as to why the US is doing this when there don't seem to be any gains for the peace process.
Well, Jane, let's see if you and I can solve centuries of unrest in 10 minutes. So is it the case? Because that's what we're talking about, isn't it? It's not just now we're talking about. Whenever the situation in the Middle East, Palestine, Israel, when it all rears its head, it's never about the now. It is about the past and what the status of those states are in the world and how they view each other. So people say it's not simple, but that's an understatement, isn't it?
Absolutely. And Jerusalem embodies the fact that this is partly a conflict about land and movement, but also a conflict about religion and about identity. Jerusalem is one of the holiest places to three major world religions, of course, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. And there have been conflicts over the status of the city for many centuries. Now, to Israelis, Jerusalem is a part of their heritage and something that they feel that they absolutely need as the capital of their state. But Israel's control of Jerusalem is something that it acquired through wars in the second half of the 20th century. It's never been something that's been recognised by the international community. The UN's prescription for Jerusalem when Israel was founded was that Jerusalem should be an international city. There was also a while that it was occupied, or that part of it was occupied by Jordan. So this dispute has been a very long running one, because you have basically two peoples here who say this is our eternal capital, we need it, and diplomats usually are trying to work out what are the ways where they could share it.
Yeah, it seems ironic, doesn't it, that Donald Trump's remarks are going to be delivered in a diplomatic reception room in the White House, as far as we know. This was an election promise by Trump, wasn't it, to pro-Israel voters. So he's fulfilling that. But as you said, there's nothing specific to gain apart from that voting heartland. Is that why he's doing it?
It's not terribly clear. I mean, maybe it is more about domestic politics than anything else. Maybe he just looks at this conflict and he thinks, look, what do all these diplomats that have worked in this conflict for decades know? They haven't succeeded. I'm going to do something new, because let's face it, Clinton, Bush, all those guys, they didn't actually make progress. So who cares what their experts have to say? But of course, he is being warned by many of his closest allies in the Arab and Muslim world that this is something potentially incendiary. And it's creating a sense in the Middle East that he might be sort of blundering into this without fully understanding what it means to so many people.
That doesn't sound like Donald Trump, does it? That's remarkable. Imagine that. So in terms of what this means for that wider international community, then, I mean, what's been said so far? Boris Johnson's been saying something about it, of course.
I mean, everybody, every other country in the world believes that the issue of Jerusalem has to be part of the peace process, not something that is unilaterally decided by one side or the other. So part of what we're going to see here is a test of how important is US policy, which is really interesting. The US is always seen as the main player in the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. But the more it breaks trust with one of the sides, the more you might see other countries taking on more of a role if they are seen as more neutral. Now, the European Union, obviously, is totally consumed with its own problems at the moment. It could play a massive role, though. It does much more trade with Israel than the US does. It does have influence there. If European leaders could unite around this and say, actually, Europe needs to step up and be the main group pushing for peace, they could really make a difference at this point.
And it's almost, you know, Trump's... It's not the first time he's done this kind of unilateral break, is it? You know, we had the Paris Climate Accord, pulling out of that, trade negotiations with Europe and Asia, and the nuclear deal with Iran. It's like he's sort of... I don't know, it's like he's almost trying to make his stamp on the big issues of the world somehow.
Absolutely, but what's interesting about all of those examples is there's always an element of theatre. Look at the Iran deal, he decertified it so he could make good on his campaign promise, but actually, the Iran deal is still in place. He left it to Congress, who said, we don't want to rip up this deal, it's good for the US. He may be thinking that this Jerusalem move is also really a symbolic thing. It's a matter of statements, moving a building. Does it really matter in practice?
Yeah, and he's already said, of course, he's going to continue to sign the waiver. Now, there's a waiver, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's something that other presidents have signed about moving an embassy, a specific document, I think. But they've said Trump will only sign it once the building is even built, which will take a minimum of 3 years, I think they said. What is this waiver that other presidents have been part of?
Well, he will be worried about whether there will be direct security threats to a US embassy if it moves into an area that is seen by internationals as at best disputed or at worst occupied. He will be very worried that there might be attacks on that building, and I think delaying actually making the move does make some practical sense, but we'll have to see. You know, we're still waiting for his announcements later today.
It's also, I always, I don't know about you, but I always find whenever something legislative comes from the Trump camp, it's always ended with the sentence, entrusted to the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. And it's sort of, it sounds like an episode of Mrs. Brown's Boys, but sort of with Mr. Trump's idiots. And it's just, it's kind of a really strange, you know, that circle. You know, we're starting to see, you know, what with Michael Flynn and others before him starting to fall now. And do you think he's pulling that circle tighter to him in situations like this? Is that sort of a, you know, a sort of Trump staple?
That may well be the case. And I think for leaders around the Middle East, they look at the administration and they think, actually, we don't really know who's going to stay. Will Rex Tillerson still be in his job in 6 months or 12 months? So Kushner, strangely, has got this credibility with leaders in the region as someone who speaks for the president, because they think this guy is family and family are not disposable.
And where are we in terms of the... That peace process itself, because people are calling this, you know, I'm just trying to find the quote here, this kiss of death to the two-state peace solution. You know, that's something, I think the UK, I was just trying to work out who said that this morning, but, you know, it seems to be the widespread condemnation of it, or at least those warning signs. As I say, Donald Trump has said that, Boris Johnson has said, well, we'll be watching this very closely, the Pope has obviously commented on it as well. I mean, it's all eyes are sort of on that region anyway, and, you know, to have Trump just sort of stamping in there with his big orange feet, it's just seen as antagonistic to a lot of people.
Yes, but the truth is this peace process has been neglected for a very long time. Obama did try to get involved but made very little headway. He had a very bad relationship with Israel's Netanyahu. So this is another blow to the peace process, and particularly to the Palestinian side, but it's part of a longer problem of neglect. Everyone is paying more attention to everything else that's going on in the Middle East. The Palestinian issue is just being forgotten by many people.
Yeah, so what, you know, in terms of, you know, you know what you're talking about, what do you think will happen? What if you had to sort of cast you know, an eye forward on the effects of this, what are your thoughts?
I think we'll probably see protests, you know, among Palestinians, among Israeli Arabs, among Muslim communities around the world. It will add to a perception that this administration is particularly biased against the Muslim point of view in many conflicts, and we'll see that it's it will probably hamper efforts to reach a kind of peace deal involving other countries in the region. Because an interesting thing that you've seen recently is that the Egyptians, the Jordanians, and also now the Saudis and the Emiratis would all like to come together to make some kind of Arab-Israeli peace deal. But it is more and more difficult for them if that peace deal seems to be really one-sided. They do have to take the views of their own populations into consideration when they consider whether they can make a bold stand for peace.
Does it, a final point really, I suppose, on this, because you touched on it and you're absolutely right, of course, it goes back to, it's not just political, it's also religious as well. But that presents its own problems, doesn't it? Because religion, it seems, and having three separate often opposing religions in one city, in that way, all claiming territory. And because it's based on religion and belief and thus faith, that makes it far harder to negotiate, doesn't it? Because it's based on fundamental beliefs and you can't really argue with those. And thus it sounds like a problem because of religion that's never going to go away.
Well, certainly each side says this is something that is not something we can compromise on. It's non-negotiable. But there are ways to potentially share the capital for different sides to have controls over different areas of the capital to ensure that each group has access to the most important holy sites. Lots of ideas have been suggested over the years. It's not something quite as impossible as people think, but there hasn't really been the political will to get the peace process that far. You need to have some kind of trust and agreement between the different sides before you can come into these kind of creative power sharing and territory sharing ideas.
You don't think there's no chance that someone will come along in the future and just go, look, this whole thing is based on the notion of some magical sky pixies. Why don't we just sort of, you know, forget that? Because it sounds like nonsense to a lot of people, and just concentrate on the political side. That's never going to happen, is it?
Maybe one day, but the trends seem to go rapidly in the other direction. And, you know, political processes at the moment, they barely exist. So it's hard even to make that argument that politics can help us because no one is really talking.
All right. If you need my help, by the way, I'm happy to step in. Jane, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. That's Jane Kinnan-Mont. She's a Senior Research Fellow in Middle East and North Africa programme at Chatham House. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons, where I think we can all agree we've gone some way there to solving the conflict and crisis in the Middle East. So, you know, well done, Talk Radio. Traffic and travel next. After that, we'll be looking for Talk Radio's Person of the Year.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Sky TV customers, bring the magic of Sky Cinema home this Christmas for just £10 a month. Cozy up in front of your favourite classics, like How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes!
With over 1,000 movies on demand to watch whenever you want. And get a new premiere every day, like Kong Skull Island.
That's a big one.
So, that's Sky Cinema for just £10 a month. Search Sky Cinema.
New 18-month contract. Further terms apply.
What happens when you're working first thing in the morning and you find you don't have the right tool for the job? Answer, Screwfix. If you've got an early start or you're working late, don't worry. We're here 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays and early on weekends too. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I'd already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher, but I was pleasantly surprised.
With the claim deadline set for August 2019, text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
The Nissan Navara Techno is tough as always.
And smarter than ever.
With a 3.5-ton towing capacity and a 1-ton plus payload.
Class-leading fuel economy on manuals and up to 5-year warranty.
All for £269 per month, excluding 20% VAT on business contract hire.
The Nissan Navara Techna.
Business users only. £269 per month contract hire on Techna-grade manual. £1,616 advance rental. 10,000 miles per annum. Nissan finance subject to status. T's and C's apply.
Ends 21st of the 12th, 2017. Participating dealers only. Nissan.co.uk.
What's changed in the brand new second series of the Grand Tour?
My trousers.
Not really the answer I was looking for.
Not wrong, though, is it?
Did you wear those trousers in the last series?
Actually, I did.
There we are, then. The second series of the Grand Tour featuring Richard Hammond in some repetitive trousers.
Let's do this properly.
Oh, my God!
That's nice.
I might buy a new pair.
I think you should.
The Grand Tour Season 2. Stream on Amazon Prime from Friday, 8th of December.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, the M6 is very slow moving southbound between junctions 19 and 18 towards Middlewich after a breakdown in the roadworks earlier. In the West Midlands, the M5 is busy southbound towards junction 1 at West Bromwich, heading into the roadworks section. In Northamptonshire, the M1 is crawling southbound at junction 16 at Daventry after an accident earlier on. And in Wiltshire, there are delays on the A4 Bath Road through Corsham in both directions, and that's heading up towards some temporary traffic lights at the Bradford Road junction, so delays there on both sides as a result. I'm Alan Joyce.
Show your car keys to the bar staff this Christmas and get a free extra Coca-Cola Classic, Coca-Cola Zero Sugar or Diet Coke. Because if you're the designated driver, when you buy a Coke, you can have another one on us as a thank you. For details, see coca-cola.co.uk/designated driver. Participating venues only. Have a happy and safe Christmas. Coca-Cola. Supporting Think. Don't drink and drive.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon and welcome. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And yes, we are to start the search. This is after Time Magazine have done theirs, but who cares what they think? It's time for Talk Radio's afternoon show, Person of the Year.
The Talk Radio 2017 Person of the Year.
So welcome along, it's the 2017 Talk Radio in the afternoon Person of the Year. You get to make your nominations. Who do you want to nominate? Now, Time Magazine have gone for the Me Too ladies, who first broke the news about Harvey Weinstein as a collective group of persons. Gardeners Weekly have gone for the potted plant. It's the plant of the year that Harvey Weinstein allegedly... with the thing. But who will you choose? That's the question we're asking. Who will you nominate? Who should we ask first? Should we ask some of the team first? Do you want to go team first?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go Chloe. Chloe. Chloe, producer Chloe. Hi, Chloe. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi there. So, who will you nominate as Talk Radio's afternoon show Person of the Year?
Well, seeing as we are a news station and kind of staying on brief, I'd like to nominate the formerly prospective MP for Maidenhead, Lord Buckethead.
Lord Buckethead, why Lord Buckethead?
Well, I always find it quite hard who to vote for on election day, but finally, someone with some policies I can get behind.
Very good idea. All right, so you're going for Person of the Year. Would you be happy with any person with a bucket on their head, or does it have to be specifically him? Is it the bucket that's drawn you in here?
The bucket was a big selling point.
Right, so if for instance...
The Bucketheads...
Yes, well, I'm just clarifying which bucket, anyone with a bucket or specifically this bucket head?
We'll stick with this bucket head for now, yeah.
Lord Buckethead there, that's opening the, you remember him from the election. It helped Chloe through the whole painful process of voting. But who will you nominate for Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Person of the Year? There's a listener on the phone, she's called Kate. Hello, Kate.
Hi, John.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very good. Thank you very much indeed. So you want to join in with this, of course. That's why you called. So your Person of the Year is who in terms of your nomination?
It is Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Jacob Rees-Mogg. The Mogg man.
Wow.
So why... Yeah. I mean, to many people, he's an out-of-touch buffoon. So why? What is it about him, Kate, that leads you down this route?
Because he's given us all a really good laugh at his expense. And so, you know, like, times are tough. Yeah. The world is a horrible place.
Yeah.
And we all need to find something that we can get together, get behind and point and laugh at.
Right. But is he not one of the people who conspires to make the world a horrible place?
I mean, don't get me wrong. He's so he's so conservative that it actually hurts my uterus just thinking about him. But if you didn't laugh, you'd cry, right?
There we go. You see, there's Kate with an excellent choice of nomination there. Jacob Rees-Mogg there. He's hurt her uterus. So then, who do you think? We have a, in this bit, we've so far we've learned Lord Buckethead from Chloe. And Jacob Rees-Mogg from Listener Kate. But we're throwing it open. Who would you like to see as Talk Radio's afternoon show person of the year? Lots to choose from, of course. I'm tempted to go, although I haven't plumped yet, for the bloke who cocked up the envelopes at the Oscars.
Oh, you know, who was that?
That guy from PricewaterhouseCoopers. Do you remember him? Behind the scenes, didn't he? He got the right... It was... La La Land. No! No, it isn't. No! Cocked it up. Sorry.
And then blamed it on his co-host.
So, Person of the Year there. That's maybe a nomination. May throw that in there, I don't know. But the lines are now open for this. If you'd like to get in touch with us to nominate somebody for Talk Radio Afternoon Show Person of the Year, because we're right up there with Time Magazine, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or you can call in, just like Kate did there, 0344 499 1000. 0344 499 1000. Talk Radio's Person of the Year. All will be revealed probably tomorrow when we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Right, in the next half an hour, Alex is here. He's our work experience. He is going to be going through Christmas gifts for us. He thinks that is a leg up into the industry, being given the opportunity to review stuff on air. But no, it's simply that we don't have to pay him. It's work experience punditry, and it's coming next on Talk Radio. Just after 2:30, though, Victoria's here with the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
Two men in their 20s have been remanded in custody in connection with a terror plot to kill the Prime Minister. Magistrates have been told the details of an alleged plan to target Downing Street in suicide bomb and knife attacks. Theresa May says the government will do what's right for the whole of the UK over Brexit. She's reassured MPs there'll be no hard boundary between Northern Ireland and the Republic. An agreement was blocked over how the Irish border should be dealt with. The PM insists discussions are progressing, quoting the European Commission President.
As President Juncker said on Monday, there are still a couple of things that we're negotiating on. And he is confident that we will be able to achieve sufficient progress.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister says she plans to speak to Donald Trump as he's expected to recognise Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The US President is intending to move the American embassy there. The first of six former British soldiers who were jailed in India more than 4 years ago has returned home. They were imprisoned for smuggling weapons and ammunition in 2013. They'd been guards on an anti-piracy ship and won an appeal last week. Billy Irving spoke to reporters as he arrived back at Glasgow Airport.
I want to give a massive thank you to everyone who supported all the Chennai 6, all the 35 men throughout India. It feels excellent to be home. Thank you very much, sir.
Time magazine has announced what is described as the Silence Breakers as its Person of the Year. That's all of the women and men who've spoken out against alleged sexual abuse and harassment. US President Donald Trump, who was given the title last year, has been named runner-up. And the weather, wet and windy in the north and west, elsewhere generally cloudy and mild. Today's high is 12 degrees. There's more news in half an hour.
Would you have a Person of the Year, Victoria, if I was to put you on the spot right now and said for Talk Radio in the afternoons? You don't have to answer us now, but what I'm going to say is, if you don't think about it, we're going to be returning to this subject later.
Okay.
So you are free to nominate. And of course, someone tomorrow, we think on the show tomorrow, will be...
Maybe. We're getting quite a lot of these in, so we might run it for
a bit. We could run it for a while.
Yeah,
it fills
time. It does, yeah.
Is there a front runner so far?
Well, we've only announced two of the nominations so far.
Okay.
So, who are?
Lord Buckethead.
Okay.
Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about the guy with the envelopes from the Oscars who cocked up.
We need to find out his name.
Yeah. I'm thinking that. I might throw that in. Because, you know, that was funny. It's a level playing field, really. It's completely open. Who do you want to nominate? So, Victoria, you can have a think about that.
I will.
Maybe we could get that guy to open the answer.
That's right, get it wrong, and then we'll open the correct one. Yeah. Well, that's on the way. Many things on the way, not least work experience punditry from Alex, which is coming up next.
He's the righteous reporter who's got his finger on the pulse of UK politics.
They should be scrutinised more closely.
The Week with John Nicholson on Talk Radio. Sunday afternoon from 4.
Join the stout speaker with a triple lock manifesto to bring you the week's big stories from Westminster, as I said to Tony.
Journeying across the week's political landscape, debating all the pressing issues.
I'll be presiding over fast-paced political debate.
From budget cuts to Brexit, all ballots to backbenchers.
All of them is heavily reinforced radio dispatch box.
Read my lips.
It's a three-line whip to listen to The Week with John Nicholson.
Toying the party line. Sunday afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio.
Pwah!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
One small caveat to the Person of the Year, by the way, the Talk Radio Afternoon Show Person of the Year, is that we'd like to get the winner on the show eventually. So probably don't go for like Trump, because he probably won't come on again. He was on last week. He probably won't.
Yeah, you can't repeat guests.
You can't repeat guests. It's a sort of a policy thing. It doesn't seem to stop Julia, but anyway. So Person of the Year.
Yeah, people who are tweeting in, keep an eye on, because we're contacting you all as well.
Yeah, so if you have tweeted us, then we will get back in touch with you to follow that up. So keep an eye on your Twitter feed and so forth. Right, okay, while you're thinking about that, well, let's welcome our work experience, Alex, into the studio. That's right, Alex is busy often. You'll find him around the office photocopying, making tea, photocopying the tea, that sort of thing. I told him the other day that all the tea bags, we'd running out of tea bags, so if you could photocopy the ones that were left, just to double. He did it.
It didn't taste very good, though.
No, rubbish. Just like paper flavoured. But he's here now, he's in the studio.
Reading off some tea bags.
That's right, that I've made him write notes on. But it's we haven't done this before, Alex, so you are the pioneer of roundup of Christmas gifts and such like.
Yes, of course.
Because we're getting to the festive time, it seems right and proper, doesn't it? So what have you been looking at? What's on offer?
So the first one I've got is, for those of you who are a fan of comedy, Bill Bailey is playing at the Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Yep.
Around about Christmas, his show is called Christmas Larks, and it's a special preview of his forthcoming talk show called Larks in Transit.
Yep.
So that he's playing on the 23rd of December and then the 27th through to the 30th. So it could be like an early or a late Christmas present, depending on when you get the tickets for.
Yes.
And they're available.
Are you Bill Bailey's PR?
I'm not Bill Bailey's PR, but I am a fan. And right. For those of you who are listening who want to buy me a Christmas present, I'm suggesting that they get me Bill Bailey's.
I see. So this is Christmas roundup is things you want.
Yes.
I see what's happened here. Yeah, all right. I mean, there was me thinking, you know, you'd go through those tatty catalogues that you get at this time of the
year. I've done that as well.
Oh, fine. But picked out the things you want specifically.
Yes, of
yeah,
course.
All right, that's fine then. All right. Well, okay, well, let's rephrase what's going on then. So Alex is here. He's our work experience, and he's bringing us his list that he's written to Father Christmas this year.
Or to your listeners, yeah. If they're feeling generous.
Yeah. I mean, they're a generous bunch. But only with their time and humour.
Yes, of course.
But we'll see. All right, okay, so Bill Bailey tickets is the thing you want. What else, Alex?
So there is a screening of It's a Wonderful Life.
I mean, for goodness sake. Yes?
The Christmas classic. It's happening on Christmas Eve on Prince Charles Cinema in Leicester Square.
In Leicester Square in London, yeah.
So for those of you who want to go and reminisce and watch a Christmas classic, they can do that on Christmas
Eve. It's a Wonderful Life, I know it's a Christmas classic, but it's not one I've only seen it once.
I think I've seen it a couple of times, and I blame my dad for that.
Right.
So,
I've never seen it.
You'd have never seen films, though, to be fair. You only watched the film Ice Age, or you thought you were, and then it turned out you were looking in the mirror because of the sloth.
Why are you being so mean? It's Christmas.
The eyes,
why are you being mean at Christmas?
Eyes like, earlier on, you said if I was in the hurdles, I could just run under them.
Yeah, but that wasn't in the Christmas section of the show.
No, I do that too. So, you know, after the last time, looking at the mirror, Lord of the Rings, all after last time.
Yeah, you do look like the. what's his name?
Gimli.
Gimli the dwarf from Lord of the Rings. That's what Alex looks like. all right. So you're recommending that? You're recommending people go and watch?
Yeah, because I think it's one of those films that you kind of have to see at least once.
What is your Christmas film of choice, Alex?
My Christmas film...
Lord of the Rings aside.
Oh, damn, I was going to pick that one.
Sit round, family, I'm in this.
12 hours of this.
Yeah.
In terms of Christmas films, I just kind of watch whatever's on, really. Like, I don't really
Do
have,
you not
like,
seek a... out a specific Christmas...
Not particularly.
I'm a big fan of Scrooged.
Okay.
You know, the Bill Murray one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which is a good... that's a good one to do, if you've not seen that. Bad Santa, of course, is always funny.
Elf is the best one.
I don't know that it is. Oh. I've tried... Scrooged. Chloe disagreed with me in my ear. I've just... I've watched Elf, and I wasn't... I don't know whether I... maybe I was drunk. I didn't... I think I maybe fell asleep in the middle. I can't really remember.
Oh, it's just so brilliant.
Is
and
it?
Just so lovely. And it's got Zooey Deschanel in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you like her. Die Hard, of course, is a Christmas film.
I've never seen Die Hard.
You've never seen Die Hard?
No. I have to go with Con for this one. I've never seen it either.
How can you not have seen Die... Jaws are dropping around the nation. How have you not seen Die...
I've
Die
just
Hard?
Never seen it.
See it!
All I hear of Die Hard, and it's... it's just people going, yeah, it's my favourite Christmas film. They're sort of trying to get a reaction out of people, aren't they?
It's,
apparently it's not a Christmas film.
I mean,
the
it is a Christmas film.
But that's it. That's what everyone's looking to do when they say it's to start that conversation, which we've heard so many times.
I mean, it is a Christmas
Shut
film.
Shut up! Who cares? I haven't seen it.
See it!
What, now? Should I go home and watch
it? Yeah, Gremlins.
I've seen that.
Gremlins. Christmas film. I would have gone with, now that I'm thinking about it, Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
No?
I'm getting Home Alone in my ear from the through
yeah,
there.
Home Alone is good.
I've never seen Home Alone.
What?
Have you never seen Home Alone?
It's not even a Christmas film, John. Just set at Christmas.
I've never seen it.
Have you not?
No.
Wow.
No.
I think I've only seen the first one.
Now that I think about it, I think I've only seen the second one. It's like me and Men in Black. I've never seen the first one, only the second one.
Really?
That's not a Christmas film.
I know it's not, but I just thought I'd put it in there.
All right.
Well, that's put me in the mood for Christmas.
Hasn't it, though? Yeah.
It's put me in the mood for watching Die Hard.
Yeah. We don't really watch films. We just go out outside to farmyards and film ourselves killing turkeys. So Christmassy. Right, so stay there, Alex, because I know you're going to be back.
I will.
With more Christmas treats.
And paper tea bags.
And there we go. Alex is a work experience. It's work experience punditry, and we're going to be giving you more Christmas gift ideas, because I think we're really helping. Next on Talk Radio, in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Hi, my name's James, and I'm a night shift volunteer at Crisis at Christmas. It's an amazing event that helps thousands of homeless people each year. It can truly change lives. People come through the door with nothing, freezing cold and worn down by life on the streets. But at Crisis at Christmas, there's food, company and access to support that can turn lives around. So please, help bring someone in from the cold. Reserve a place at Crisis at Christmas today for just £26.08. Go to crisis.org.uk. Thank you.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job, easy to manage candidates, easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Pop into TK Maxx for designer, cashmere and or sparkly gifts, and you might even find a white Christmas snow globe.
A snow globe?
That's right. Find an exclusive snow globe in store or online and get actual snow delivered for free. So there you go. A white Christmas for absolutely nothing. It's just another one of TK Maxx's many big gifts at small prices.
From office equipment to fuel. What if the everyday things you buy for your business could add up to something a bit more rewarding? With the American Express Gold Business Card, you can earn membership rewards points on your business spend and use them for office supplies, restaurants or even flights. Join now and get 20,000 bonus points when you spend £3,000 in the first 3 months. Plus your first year's annual card fee is on us, saving you £125. Search Amex Gold Business to apply. Welcome offer subject to card membership approval. For a card with no annual fee, rewards or other features, an alternative is available. See website for terms.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting?
Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds and link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud, helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
What happens when you're working first thing in the morning and you find you don't have the right tool for the job? Answer: Screwfix. If you've got an early start or you're working late, don't worry. We're here 7am to 8pm weekdays and early on weekends too. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, there are delays on the southbound side of the M6 between junction 19 at Knutsford and 18 for Middlewich after a breakdown in the roadwork section. In Manchester, it's slow moving on the M62 westbound, approaching junction 18 for the M60, where a car's broken down. Delays in Derbyshire on the M1 heading into the roadworks at southbound towards junction 25 at the Nottingham turnoff. And on the trains, northern services via Middlesbrough are being delayed by up to 15 minutes, and that's because of a signal failure. I'm Alan Joyce.
Show your car keys to the bar staff this Christmas and get a free extra Coca-Cola Classic, Coca-Cola Zero Sugar or Diet Coke. Because if you're the designated driver, when you buy a Coke, you can have another one on us as a thank you. For details, see coca-cola.co.uk/designated driver. Participating venues only. Have a happy and safe Christmas. Coca-Cola. Supporting Think. Don't drink and drive.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley-Brewer. Are you?
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So much going on in the news today. As you know, Donald Trump is attempting to pick up the city of Tel Aviv and move the whole thing over to Jerusalem, leaving a great big gap where it was before. So that's in the news, of course. And not only that, what else have we learned today? Well, of course, we've learned of a terror plot to kill the Prime Minister. Now, in this country, killing the Prime Minister is still a crime. So the person accused of that is in court. That's going on. A lot on the front of the papers today. Much more about Brexit, of course, and the DUP, as you'd imagine, as Theresa May's Prime Minister's questions earlier didn't go so well, because obviously neither of those Brexit deals. The MOD have banned Philip Hammond from using its own planes because he hasn't paid a bill, which is brilliant. So that's going on. There's probably an Arctic blast on the way. I mean, I haven't looked at the front of the Express, but it probably says that. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. No, well, we're here to help, of course, as ever. The news analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's what we do. It's the news in haikus.
Two men charged with trying to take May down. No, it's not Boris and Gove.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's two different ones. In a different way.
Yeah.
The news in haikus. Christmas time! And you're probably thinking, what can I possibly get the work experience at Talk Radio Alex for Christmas? Well, fear not, he's here. He was charged with coming up with a review of Christmas gifts. All he's done is write himself a wish list, and he's now broadcasting it on the radio in the vain hope somebody complies with it. We do film reviews with the work experience, we do TV, we do gadgets. But as we run up to Christmas, that's what we're going to be concentrating on. So, work experience, Alex. We've talked Bill Bailey tickets that are available. We've talked a film you want to see. What now?
Okay, so on this Sunday, if you aren't so Christmas inclined, but you are into kind of your heavy metal and all your gothic stuff, there is the Satanic Flea Market, which is happening at the Bethnal Green's Working Men's Club this Sunday. And John is looking very confused.
A Satanic Flea Market?
A Satanic Flea Market happens every year, around about this time of year. So right. If you're not into Christmas, but you're into...
But you're into the opposite of Christmas.
You're into the opposite of Christmas. Yeah. So it's actually, this year, it's themed around Krampus.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is the Austrian Christmas goat demon.
Yeah.
Which, actually, I was in Austria last year, and I missed the march of him going through
Vienna.
I did not.
I was in Austria some years ago. And I didn't know anything about the Krampus.
Yeah.
And I went there. Why did I go? I went to write some travel-y thing. I can't remember. Anyway, I went to Salzburg.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
So I checked into my hotel, and the and then I, you know, fine. And then I went downstairs to go out for a walk in the lovely Christmassy air. Mm. And the lady behind reception said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm going out for a walk around the town." She went, "Tonight." and I went, "Yes." And she went, "Krampus." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And she went, "It is the night of the Krampus." And I was like, "Well, what's that?" And she said, "It's when the demons come out and attack the living." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, okay, fine. Funny tradition. Great." I went for a walk. The demons came out and attacked me. I'm not kidding. So what it is... Well, Alex, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Explain it to us.
So Krampus is kind of the opposite of Father Christmas. So instead of Father Christmas coming to give you... good things. Krampus essentially takes naughty children away and takes them into the hell and punishes them.
That's right.
Yes.
And in what? And then in Austria on the Krampus night, which is around now.
Yeah.
The creatures, which I know my mind was telling me were people dressed up, but these things were 7 and 8 feet high, and they are the most terrifying looking thing. The makeup and the costumes are stunning.
Yeah.
I mean, world class. And these things come running down the narrow cobbled streets at you, right? And they are carrying whips, long strips of bamboo or birch twigs or whatever. And they beat you with them round the legs and torso and as they're running past. And it hurts like hell. And they properly go for it. And you can't escape. Yeah. And they slam you up against walls and hit you with sticks.
This is funny. I've seen this reference in a sitcom, the American version of The Office.
Right.
But I thought they were joking.
They're not joking.
I think I've just learnt that this is true. They've given it a different name in The Office. It's Belschnickel.
I've still got the welts on me. And this was years ago. They are violent. And the woman was right to warn me not to go out. I had no idea. And I couldn't get back to the hotel because they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And they literally scream down the street, whipping anyone they come into contact with in the dead of night. It's awful.
That sounds fantastic.
I'm not going to your Satanic flea market. What's wrong with you?
They won't have demons whipping people. There'll also be no tinsel, no mince pies, and not a single Cliff Richard track in earshot.
Right. So what is it, the Satanic flea market?
So essentially, it's kind of, you'll have, like, stores on offer that will sell kind of witchy clothing, satanic artifacts, and, like, tarot card readings and anti-Christmas
Merry
stuff.
Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Right. From so me to everyone.
This is sort of from the Scrooges out there, the sort of bar humbug.
Yeah, but sort they're of. All in goth makeup and kind of wear metal t-shirts like I am right now.
You are.
Are you going to go?
I am thinking about it.
Yeah. Really?
I have to say, you do wear, when you are in here, wear a succession of heavy metal t-shirts.
I do.
And I'm into my, you know, I'm into my heavy metal, you know, and so, but I have to say, your t-shirts have got increasingly bizarre because, you know heavy metal bands, when they have their name written in a logo,
yes.
But some of them are so intricate, you can't read the name of the band.
Yeah, too spiky.
Spiky!
Yeah.
And the one you've got on today is particularly spiky.
Can you not read it?
Let me stand
up. It looks like you're just a fan of barbed wire.
I am also a fan.
Stand up.
Band. Oh, get... No, don't. Are they a fan? No, they're not.
Is it Trivium?
It is Trivium.
There we go. Look at that.
Oh. Should do this every week. Come and guess the name of the band
yeah,
Alex is wearing
a t-shirt
today.
Off. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Sorry. Anyway, no offence. You were standing up, Gimme.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, what? Okay, so Satanic Flea Market.
Yep.
Sounds like a treat.
That's happening this Sunday at the Bethnal Green Working Men's Club.
All right.
Anyone listening that fancies it.
Yeah. Sounds great. So Christmassy.
And I'm going to end with something that's not for me. So Menkind, as you know, are a shop that have all loads of like Christmassy style gifts, especially this time of year. They loads of shops pop up. Right. And their website has currently got a Christmas sale on. So if you're looking for a special gift for a friend or a relative, especially something that's a bit different and a bit kind of wacky. So they've got books such as How to Tell If Your Cat Is Plotting to Kill You, and other useful books such as Five Good Reasons to Punch a Dolphin in the Mouth, and other useful guides.
Right. Okay. So the cat is the cat one part of a terror plot? Like the?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Just be clear.
It might not be a good present to give to Theresa May.
Not really. Not at the current time. knowing today's news. Well, That's a treat for all. I think you've brought a variety of things, mostly for yourself, apart from the... And what was the last one called? Menkind?
It's called Menkind, so they have shops that kind of pop up everywhere. I think there's one... I know there's one not too far away from where I am.
Well, again, there he goes. Again, it's just all about you, isn't it, Alex?
It's not. It's just something I saw pop up, and I was like, okay, that's something I know that a lot of people would be interested in. And if they, you know, they do a whole wide range of things. They do, like, mugs and tankards all the way through to, like, selling drones and remote-controlled cars and... everything in the middle.
There we go. All right. Okay. So it's Christmas gift roundup. I mean, you know those catalogues of tat that you get at this time of year from.
Yes.
Yeah. It's sort of that, but in spoken form, isn't it?
Yes, and includes satanic flea markets and Bill Bailey tickets.
There we go. So an insight there into Alex's Christmas wish list. Alex's our work experience. He's reviewing stuff for us. He thinks it's a leg up into the industry. It's just because he's free. Thank you, Alex. Right, in the next bit of the programme, the big debate at 3 o'clock. We will be continuing our search for Talk Radio's Afternoon Show Person of the Year. You can nominate. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or you can phone in your nomination, 03444991000. Start your message with the word, hi Chloe, because it's Chloe that's answering the telephone. We will be looking at some more of the nominations in the next hour as well. And we'll be playing a game of Dead or Alive. Talk Radio in the afternoons. The news is on the way next.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Oh, I got my car a Ford Motorcraft service. It cost just £149 at a participating Ford dealer and it included a 30-point e-check. Oh, well, at least my Ford will be prepared for winter.
Book your Ford Motorcraft service at ford.co.uk. Prices recommended retail price, including parts, labour and VAT. Terms and conditions apply.
OK, what's this one here? To Uncle Gary, Merry Xmas, love, Polly. Kiss, kiss. Bit overwrapped, that's fine.
Oh, wow! These trainers are meant to be sold out everywhere. How did she even get hold of these?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Check eBay now for great prices on great brands. From the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech, eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
Book launches are often hyped. Then you open the first page and... But David Icke's new book, Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, really will astonish you. Thought-provoking and controversial. It's available now, so read a real page-turner. Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told by former footballer and presenter David Icke. Available exclusively at davidicke.com.
Cara, joining video conference.
Hi, Cara. Wow, check out your tan.
Thanks. I just got back from Greece.
Oh, nice. So, tell me, do we have 50 of this dress?
App says yes, but I'll double-check. Yeah, I'll send you some pics.
Fab.
Want to do more in less time? Unified Communications joins up your landlines, mobiles, desktops, laptops and tablets to improve productivity. The future is exciting. Ready? Search Vodafone Business. Terms and conditions apply.
Christmas is nearly here, which means there's plenty of...
Cheers of season!
A little of this...
Cheers!
And an awful lot of... Hooray! So whatever you're up to this season, just remember that the Christmas menu is waiting for you at McDonald's. From the new beef and cheese feast to the Christmas chicken warmer, head to McDonald's for a little indulgence and a brief moment of... Ends 27th of December. Served after 10:30 a.m. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only.
Winter's coming, so get your Ford ready with a Motorcraft service for just £149 at participating Ford dealers. Book at ford.co.uk. Price is recommended retail price.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At exactly 3 o'clock, good afternoon. Here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, man accused of Theresa May assassination plot, Trump's plans for Jerusalem, and Time Person of the Year.
Talk Radio.
Two men have been remanded in custody in connection with a terror plot to kill Theresa May. Magistrates have been told the details of an alleged plan to bomb Downing Street's gates before attacking the Prime Minister with a knife and suicide vest. In other news, Theresa May has been forced to defend her handling of Brexit for the first time since the deal collapsed on Monday. An apparent agreement, which included the future of the Irish border, fell through at the last minute. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says that proves the government's failing.
This government is clearly not fit for the future. If they can't negotiate a good deal, wouldn't it be better if they just got out of the way?
Meanwhile, Mrs. May says she's planning to speak to Donald Trump, who it's thought will recognise Jerusalem as the capital of Israel later. The US president's preparing to announce the start of a process to move the US embassy from Tel Aviv to a site in the disputed city. Middle East expert Jane Kinnamond from Chatham House has told Talk Radio it's a controversial move.
This is essentially a massive free gift to Israel and something that leaves not just the Palestinians, but wider Arab and Islamic communities baffled at best or furious at most as to why the US is doing this.
The Arab League will hold an emergency meeting on Saturday about it at the request of the Palestinians. A former British soldier says it feels excellent to be home as he arrived back in the UK after being cleared of weapons charges in India. Billy Irving and five others had spent more than 4 years in jail before being acquitted. And all the men and women who've spoken out against alleged sexual abuse and harassment have been named Time magazine's Person of the Year. The so-called silence breakers are honoured as the voices that launched the Me Too hashtag on Twitter.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there for bringing us the news. Victoria will be back as well in around 25 minutes' time with today's edition of Bonus News, because the news is not long enough to cover everything off, as you know, so we must bring you all of the rest of it in its own section. Animal, vegetable or mineral today, animal news. As research commenced.
It has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to tease us? Just one word animal.
Cats.
Thank you very much. Victoria's now got the weather. The weather here now.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Wet and windy in the north and west. Elsewhere, generally cloudy and mild. Today's high is 12 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed. Now here's Obi with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
I'm Toby Gillis. England captain Joe Root says they're still massively in the series despite going 2-0 down after two Ashes tests. The Aussies took six English wickets for just 57 runs to win the second test by 120 runs on day five. Their skipper Steve Smith says it was as simple to them as target Root, who failed to add to his overnight score.
Root's obviously a dangerous player and a quality player, and if he got going then he might have made things difficult for us this morning.
Jurgen Klopp has vowed there'll be no complacency for Liverpool in their final Champions League group game at home to Spartak Moscow. They need a point to go through to the knockouts or a win to finish top. Already qualified Manchester City and Tottenham are also both in action against Shakhtar Donetsk and Apoel respectively. And the Australian Open says Serena Williams has entered the 2018 tournament, which starts just 3 months after she gave birth to her first child. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you very much indeed, Toby, there with the sport powered by Talk Sport. The big debate is on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Well, if you're any kind of fan of a Twitter poll, your luck's in, because we are soon to tweet the Twitter poll of the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Person of the Year. If Time Magazine can do it, so can Ruddy Wee. Your chance to get your nominations in for the Talk Radio Person of the Year. I mean, I don't mean they're from Talk Radio. I mean, that's just the name we're throwing on it. Who from the year would you nominate? Chloe, who works on the show, producing the show. Lord Buckethead from the election, she's gone for. Listener Kate went for Jacob Rees-Mogg. And I quote, because some of his very conservative views hurt my uterus. You can go for who you like. We're toying with the bloke who mixed up the envelopes at the Oscars, leading to the wrong film to be announced as best film. He did very well this year. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
03444991000 on the phone. Start your message with the words, hello, Chloe. And we'll get through some more of your nominations very shortly. But now it's time for the big debate. So, as the Brexit Secretary David Davis, whose job it is to negotiate Britain's smooth way through Brexit and presumably assess how Brexit will impact the UK, has told a parliamentary committee this morning that, in fact, there is no Brexit impact assessment. But that's OK, because there isn't really a smooth way through Brexit either. At least he's consistent in failing to do both parts of his job. The government's Brexit impact assessments simply don't exist, he says. Largely, I imagine, because no one can assess the impact of something that, you know, hasn't hit before in our lifetimes. It's hard to assess something when there's no actual facts to ever assess the thing. It works in much the same way, it seems to me, as NASA attempting to assess the impact of, say, a large asteroid hitting the Earth. Maybe, you know, just for the sake of argument, hypothetically, the bit of the Earth called the UK. And like Brexit, while we don't know exactly what it will do, we can probably agree that it won't be good. And also like Brexit, an asteroid smashing into Britannia, spilling its green and pleasant land guts all over the shop until nothing is left but an empty, lifeless husk of land sinking beneath the waves it once ruled in song, at least. That would probably hinder any future trade agreements. At least, you know, there'd be no Irish border problem because the asteroid would have smashed it all to bits. Anyway, as a metaphor for Brexit. On the line is Talk Radio listener Bob. Good afternoon, Bob.
Hi, John.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks. Did you mention the word spillages?
Yes, I did. Luckily for you, I did. I said that if an asteroid hit, like a metaphorical Brexit, it would spill the guts of the green and pleasant land all over the shop. So,
well,
yes,
I did. I'm not pleased that you did, actually, because I am sick to the back teeth of spillages.
Yeah.
Right now, everywhere that I go, I see more and more things being spilled, and it sickens me. In this shop, just the other day, someone spilled milk on the floor, and I nearly snapped my neck. I go down the street at night, and I see people spilling out of the clubs. And then I go swimming, and I see urine spilling out of the backsides of careless elderly people, right? And I just want to live in a world where spillages don't happen. Is that too much to ask, John?
It's a good question. And I wonder, and many people would agree with you, of course. I mean, a lot of people, you mentioned the spilling of milk, a lot of people cry. And you know, I don't know that this is a good thing, but it's a valid point, is what you make. I want to bring in Derek. Stay where you are, because Derek's on the other line. Good afternoon, Derek.
Yeah, hi, Johan.
Yes.
Johan Holmes.
Hi there. Now, you've heard Bob. He's sick. His word, sick. Can you say sick? Thank you. And again, once more. He's sick of people spilling things and spillages in general, as you've heard. What do you make of that, Derek?
Well, I don't make much of him. He sounds like an absolute clown. Spillages, where would we be without the BP oil spillage? It's absolutely marvellous. A work of urban art. Got rid of a lot of the overpopulation. You know, stop, because there's a lot of problem of plastic in the oceans,
yep,
killing fish. That wasn't a problem because the oil did it all. You know, spillages are a good thing.
Yeah.
What's he got to say about that?
Well, okay.
Because it's a brilliant point.
Well,
thank you.
Let's ask him. Bob, you know, Derek's got a point. Overpopulation of guillemots.
He has got a point, but I must say, I had a... that sort of brings back memories of the great oil spill of 1992 in my house. Yep. It was a summer's eve. I was in the kitchen with my ex. A 5-litre bottle of extra virgin olive oil had just been used to lubricate a frying pan. It was placed dangerously close to the edge of the bench.
Yep.
She run past in a hurry, spilled it all over the floor,
yep,
making £15 worth of damages.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Terrible
like
evening. Remember Birmingham? Remember Birmingham?
Rings a bell.
Remember?
Rings a bell.
There was a chip pan fire there at the airport. It put Birmingham on the map because the oil spilled. If it wasn't for oil spillages, nobody would know about Birmingham. They'd just be going, oh, it's just a kind of weird little dumpy place full of annoying little trolls.
Yeah.
But now it's on the map thanks to a spillage.
Well, okay.
Come on, get with the times, John.
You are talking about, you know, you both mentioned oil. You mentioned some other things, Bob. What about ullage, right? Because ullage, the stuff that drops into the tray under the beer tap, ullage.
Sorry, okay. What did he say then?
Sorry, Bob, can you repeat that, Bob?
What were you saying there, Bob?
I coughed.
Oh, okay. Well, that was probably the most sense we've had on this show in the last few years, so
yeah.
If you could repeat it.
Could you just cough for us again, Bob?
Can you do that?
Thank you.
Yeah. Probably more of that. Probably that would probably
a bit
be
of a cold.
Than the, whatever, what's on after you, John?
Delaney. Sam Delaney.
That'd probably be better, yeah, for a few coughing.
Right.
We could get that in.
3 hours.
For those 3 hours.
Right.
Probably be preferable.
Well, that's not fair. But anyway.
Can we do that?
No. The ullage. Look, I want to talk about ullage, because the ullage Britain used to have the best ullage in the world. Now, Mrs. Thatcher, of course, as we know, closed down the ullage mines. And the people who worked in ullage, the ullage people, there was a construction worker, I think, a gay biker, a red Indian, I don't think you say that anymore, a policeman, anyway, the ullage people.
That one.
And they, you know, and they rioted, didn't they, against this closing down of the ullage. And ullage is just spillage by another name. And I wonder if that's what we want. Do we want a world without anything liquid?
No.
Breaching the sides, the meniscus.
I couldn't imagine anything more worse than spilling things.
Right.
And I include the Donald Trump presidency in that category.
Really? And you're tuning into the John Holmes show and you couldn't imagine anything worse than ullage?
No.
Really? On talk radio, you tune into talk radio, you couldn't imagine anything worse.
I don't tune into it.
24 hours a day of this and you couldn't imagine anything worse. Anything worse. Not one thing worse.
A giant mop. Is in Sweden.
That's worse.
Know about these trials they're doing in Sweden? Have you heard about these trials?
They're worse.
Well, let me look. In Sweden, what they've done is look at this. What is the sea? What is the sea? It's just clouds.
It's a load of salty water.
Yeah, it's cloud spillage, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
And the fjords of Sweden are full of it, so they've got
full
a bit
of salty semen, isn't it?
Seawater, and indeed the people who travel on the boats on the sea. Yeah, I understand because the salt spray. A giant mop from the water. A giant mop. They've used that to soak up the fields, right? Now, what they've been experimenting with, of course, and this is part of your argument about plastics in the sea. A great
in
big
Sweden.
Quilted. No, this is elsewhere. A great big quilted square of kitchen roll, the size of the sea, dropped on the sea, and then it absorbs all of the water, which, of course, prevents the sea levels from rising and removes the threat of plastic in the sea because there is no sea anymore.
Hmm.
Sorry, sea anemone. I mispronounced that. Bob, is that something that you approve of, given your anti-spillage stance?
Well, of course not, no. Not at all. And I'd just like to ask, away from that subject for a second, I just wanted to ask Derek what his thoughts on Sophie Ellis-Bextor is.
She makes me sick.
Spiller.
First of all, I don't even know who she is, but I remember her mum. Her mum was on Blue Peter, and she was always spilling stuff. which I like, but she doesn't... I don't know who she is, but if she's not up for that, then I'm dead against her.
Well, look, here's a here's a simple question. Hang on a minute. Here's a simple question. How many spillages, yes or no, Bob? Simple question.
No.
Derek, simple question, same question.
B.
Yes, but spilling isn't an illness, is it? And it's bigger... And it's that is
well,
an illness.
Be,
that's an illness.
With illness.
Sorry, I moved the
Delaney
away from
Delaney show.
No, he's look. That's Bob spilling. Ironically, Bob's now spilling his guts out of his.
Spill
and
the
I hate myself for it.
Throat. Should
well,
we look?
Do it's a beautiful thing.
We've heard the expression.
It's natural. It's as natural as breastfeeding or having a dump on a tube.
What?
Pretty
would
natural.
You, would you, you know, to use the expression spill the bean? You've heard the expression spill the beans, right? But that is that's simply people dragging legumes into the whole row. Is that acceptable? Mm. To drag legumes into a row like this? Should we spill beans? Should we?
Yeah.
Never.
Definitely. If it wasn't for spilling beans, I wouldn't be here now if my dad hadn't done it.
Yeah. Well, that's a fair. That's a fair point. Here's another suggestion. Very quickly, this is another suggestion. People are saying the government isn't doing enough. Now, there was no mention of spilling.
Theresa May.
Yeah, there's no mention of spilling at all in the budget, for a start.
Yeah.
There's no question of... The old Labour government promised 40,000 more spills by 2018. We're nearly at 2018. There's no sign of them. For a start, we don't know who's going to pay for things to be spilled. The only, what we've got from the Minister of Ullage, the only thing we've got here is that in the future, the government have said that possibly, this has only been in the small print of the manifesto, they will nail cups down, they will agree to nail cups down to prevent people knocking them over in the future, and they can only drink out them with straws. But there is no, and I repeat, there is no evidence of who is going to pay for that. So are the government doing enough, Derek?
They're definitely not. It's just, it's wrong. To me, even the whole notion of spillages is just a metaphor for the emancipation of women in society that makes me sick.
Right.
We've got a female prime minister.
Yes.
We're allowed to be Welsh now, and we've got Tourette's. Where's it going to end?
Yeah. All right, it's a fair point. Bob, just final point to you, Bob, if you'd like to make one at all.
Yeah.
Thanks. Right, Derek, could you sum up the debate for me in one word?
Dump on a train.
Thank you very much. Bob?
I want to see Santa Claus.
All right.
I want to see Santa Claus.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Bob and Derek there talking about spillages. Do we need them? I mean, should we ban the spillages? Just get rid of it altogether and not even have them anymore. And it would save a lot of time, wouldn't it? No one would cry if milk... No one cries over milk in a bottle or a carton. No one cries over that. But the moment, you know, it pools on the floor, tears. And it is not tears, just our brains spilling down the sides of our faces. Thus, it's a vicious cycle. What do you think? We live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got Christmas jumpers and housing regulations. Why do we need spillages? Here's the number, 87666.
Start your message with the word
Talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio, and that was the big debate.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Oh, I got my car a Ford Motorcraft service. It cost just £149 at a participating Ford dealer, and it included a 30-point e-check. Oh, well, at least my Ford will be prepared for winter.
Book your Ford Motorcraft service at ford.co.uk. Prices recommended retail price, including parts, labour and VAT. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone likes to get a broadband deal, but who's got time to go searching for them? At BT, we do the hard work for our broadband customers by offering them personalised deals. So now getting the right deal takes no time at all. If you're our broadband customer, you can find your personalised deal at bt.com/mydeal. It's ready and waiting for you.
At Morrisons, get 10p off every litre of fuel when you spend £50 or more in store this week. Only at Morrisons.
Coupon required. Terms, conditions and exclusions apply. See in store for details. Excludes online. Collect by 10th December. Redeem coupon by 17th of December.
This Christmas, surprise that someone special with Boss Bottled Night at the Perfume Shop. Half price at only £39.99 for 200ml while stocks last. From stocking fillers to gift sets, the Perfume Shop has Christmas sorted. At the Perfume Shop, celebrating 25 years on the High Street. Offer ends December 12th.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
The festive season has started at Selco Builders Warehouse, and we're celebrating with Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Like a Bosch 115mm angle grinder for just £59.99, or a Bosch 19-piece drill bit set for only £16.99. Now that's a Christmas cracker. Don't miss Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Only available until the 15th of December. Prices exclude VAT. Find out more at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be sage. Build on.
Winter's coming, so get your Ford ready with a Motorcraft service for just £149 at participating Ford dealers. Book at ford.co.uk. Price is recommended retail price.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Greater Manchester, we have slow traffic due to an earlier broken down vehicle on the M62 that was affecting you westbound at junction 18 for the Simister Island. All lanes are open there, but we are still seeing delays. And elsewhere in Worcestershire at Shenstone, the A450 Stourbridge Road is closed in both directions. We are seeing some very slow traffic due to a multi-vehicle accident. That's between the A448 and the A442 for the Droitwich Road. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Show your car keys to the bar staff this Christmas and get a free extra Coca-Cola Classic, Coca-Cola Zero Sugar or Diet Coke. Because if you're the designated driver, when you buy a Coke, you can have another one on us as a thank you. For details, see coca-cola.co.uk/designated driver. Participating venues only. Have a happy and safe Christmas. Coca-Cola. Supporting Think. Don't drink and drive.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. 22 minutes past 3 o'clock and still to come, a game of Dead or Alive on the radio. If you'd like to play that, get in touch. 0344 499 1000.
Start your message with the word talk. No. What did you say? The phone number?
Yep.
I just hear numbers and talk.
Fine, that'll do.
Just speak to Chloe.
Yeah, if you want to play Dead or Alive. Now, Person of the Year. Person of the Year. It's an important title, of course. Certainly when Time magazine announced theirs, which they have done today. They haven't gone for a Person of the Year. They've gone for a group of people. They have gone for the people, the men and the women, who have spoken out against the sort of horrible, gropey nature of Hollywood. That's what they've done. The sort of people associated with the Me Too hashtag that did the rounds all after this Harvey Weinstein unpleasantness, of course. So that's who they've gone with. But who are you going to nominate as Talk Radio's afternoon show Person of the Year? The nominations have been open for quite a while. We'll keep them open, but you can get in touch in the usual way. Let's go through some more of them now.
The Talk Radio 2017 Person of the Year.
That's right. It's the 2017 Talk Radio Person of the Year on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now, so far, we've spoken to listener Katie. Listener Katie was going for Jacob Rees-Mogg. The reason she'd wanted to nominate Jacob Rees-Mogg is because he's so terribly conservative with some of his views that this was the year that made her uterus hurt. That's what she told us on the phone. Chloe, producer Chloe, also went for somebody. Let's find out who Chloe went for in case you missed it. Producer Chloe, who did you nominate for Person of the Year?
Lord Buckethead.
From the election?
Yeah, for what?
What? Why?
Buckets and CFAX and stuff.
Fine. So that's two nominations to start you off. I wonder whether we should actually nominate Harvey Weinstein himself. Do you think that would be...
No.
Well, I haven't told you why yet.
I'm going to say no anyway because of the other stuff.
Oh.
Whatever your reason is, he definitely doesn't win any awards.
Well, if you think about it, I absolutely concur with Time Magazine and their idea of the Me Too hashtag people. I think that's the right thing to do. But if you take it back a step from that, the whole thing actually originated with the unpleasant man Harvey Weinstein. Now, what he did, revolting though it all is, it was him that technically kick-started this whole thing off.
No.
If you trace
it's
it
just,
right, it all started...
No, let's just not.
Okay. Anyone you'd like to nominate, Cornelius?
Yes, John. My nomination for this year's Talk Radio Person of the Year has to go to Marion Kelly.
Who's that?
One of the most recognisable faces of the year, despite only ever being on telly once, John. She is the very little girl who walked into the background of her father's BBC interview.
Excellent.
A BBC News interview.
Yep.
The way she just sort of strided in with absolutely... She takes life as it comes to her.
Yeah.
She does... You know, living in South Korea isn't easy, especially this year. But she don't care. She's not bothered about Kim Jong and all the others. She is living life to the full. She should win Person of the Year.
She got dragged out of a room by her mother.
Yes.
Yes, I remember it. Yes, she's just good. We're also nominating, we think, the bloke who mixed the envelopes up at the Oscars so that the wrong best film was announced. You were going to go for that Bosnian war criminal who poisoned himself at one
no,
point.
No, I thought about that, but then it sort of... I remembered all the war criminal stuff. I was like, he should do it for being an absolute lad. But then I was like, oh no, he's absolutely abhorrent person.
Yeah. I'd like to nominate as Thing of the Year, because it can be Thing of the Year.
Yeah.
The hole in the stage at the Radio 1 Teen Awards that girl from Towie fell down.
Gemma Collins. Gemma Collins.
I don't know her name.
Is it the Radio Teen Awards?
Yeah.
You're the gap in the stage.
The gap in the stage that she fell down for Person of the Year. Let's talk to Richie in Jarrow. Richie is on the line. Richie's in Jarrow. Hello, Richie.
Hello, John.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, you?
Yeah, very good. You're on a bit of a muffled line there, but we'll do our best. So, Talk Radio's afternoon show, Person of the Year. Who are you going to nominate, Richie?
Well, I'm going to nominate myself.
You're going to nominate yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
That's absolutely fine. Why are you going to nominate yourself? Talk us through it, Richie.
Well, I just think, like, why not? You know, like, that could be my campaign slogan. Why not?
Richie from Jarrow, Person of the Year, why not?
Yeah.
That's it, is it? That's the reason, is it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, there's no more to it, really.
We should put it to the panel as to whether or not Richie gets shortlisted.
Yeah.
Who's the panel?
Oh, that's me and you.
Yeah, sort of.
Chloe.
Yeah.
Katie on the buttons there.
I'm going to vote no.
Oh.
Because why not?
Yeah.
What are you voting, John?
I'm going to say Richie and Jarrow is in with a shout.
No.
I think.
No, you know? Are you?
Sorry, Richie, what do you do, Richie?
I'm a stonemason.
A stonemason?
Yeah.
No, I don't like stonemasons. I mean, Richie deserves some credit for listening to this every day, you would think, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But, I don't know, Richie, it doesn't look like you're going to get necessarily into the nomination, but worth a try, Richie.
Well, that's it.
All right, then. There's Richie and Jarrow. That's his nomination. It's all open to you, though. You can... a lot coming in so far.
Yes.
What else have we got, Cornelius?
Steve Day says he nominates the guy that reviews TV on the John Holmes Show on a Monday. That guy deserves his own show. Hashtag Person of the Year.
Right.
That's Jack Beaumont, our work experience reviewer. Charlie Tatters or Taters has suggested Sammy Jolo.
Sammy Jolo. Sammy Jolo. From The Travel.
From The Travel, yeah. Mm. Rich the Roofer has said Hugh Hefner.
Why?
I shouldn't really say, but it's very funny what he's written.
Is it unbroadcastable?
Yeah, it's unbroadcastable.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to nominate Julia Hartley Brewer's knee. You know how Julia Hartley Brewer's knee was a game changer this year? It started to bring down the government all on its own. It was touched by
Fallon.
Michael Fallon, the MP there, Defence Secretary, MP for Sevenoaks. Michael Fallon touched her knee some years ago. Her knee spoke out about it. Bravely, to my mind. And started a sea change in the Houses of Parliament and all the horrible stuff that's gone on there. So I'm going to nominate Julia Hartley Brewer's knee as Person of the Year. Now, we're going to be doing a Twitter poll once we get all the relevant nominations in. So you get to vote and we'll be revealing who the Talk Radio Person of the Year is on a future show. Anything else, Cornelius, while we're here?
Yes, this is coming from Katie, who says, Melania's body double.
Right, Melania Trump's body double.
Yeah, she believes that Melania's body double should also be in the shortlist.
In the shortlist, all right, okay. The shortlist's becoming a bit of a long list now, I have to say.
Yeah.
There's still time to get your suggestions for Talk Radio's Person of the Year, 8722.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Well, in the next half an hour of the programme, we will be playing a game of Dead or Alive, plus Victoria will be here with bonus news. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. 3:31 now. News on the way.
Talk Radio.
Thank you. Good afternoon. A man set to face trial charged with plotting to assassinate Theresa May. Naima Rahman's alleged plan involved detonating a suicide vest inside number 10. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports from Westminster Magistrates Court.
His scheme, we were told, was to bomb the gates of Downing Street and in the chaos make it towards the Prime Minister. It's claimed Rahman would use pepper spray and a knife to kill her and become a martyr at the scene. The 20-year-old, who appeared in a grey tracksuit with long black hair, refused to admit the offences and was escorted back into custody by blacked-out police cars. He'll appear at the Old Bailey before Christmas.
He appeared alongside 21-year-old Mohammed Zimran from Birmingham, who's accused of trying to join Islamic State and preparing acts of terror. He's been remanded in custody. In other news, the Prime Minister has made it clear she won't follow suit if Donald Trump recognises Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The US president's expected to, in a speech later, sparking fears it could lead to protests by Palestinians. US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says Mr. Trump remains very committed to the Middle East peace process.
There is a very good opportunity for peace to be achieved, and the president has a team that is devoted to that entirely. And I would, with respect to the decision on Jerusalem, I really would leave that until you hear the president's full statement on that.
The Brexit secretary has confirmed the government hasn't carried out assessments on how leaving the EU will affect different sectors. David Davis has told a parliamentary committee such checks wouldn't necessarily be informative. A former soldier jailed in India in 2013 for smuggling weapons and ammunition has thanked everyone who supported him as he returned home to Glasgow. Billy Irving and five other former British men have now been cleared. And the meat substitute company Corn Food says it'll change the packaging on its sausage roll. Following a Twitter complaint, a man shared his frustration about a pack of three being advertised as 12 with an asterisk saying it can be cut into four pieces. The post has been retweeted more than 25,000 times. And the weather, wet and windy in the north and west. Elsewhere, generally cloudy and mild. Today's high is 12 degrees. There'll be more news in half an hour.
There's more now, because Victoria brings us bonus news. And that is because the news bulletins are shorter than they used to be. Time needs to be made up, and thus we bring you animal, vegetable and mineral alerts. It's happening in those three spheres, and that is more or less everything ever, apart from fungus, which is another story, but we'll explain that another time. It's today's the turn of animal news, so we bring you animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
And here's Victoria at the Animal News desk.
So it seems we got new evidence which puts aside the whole are cats brainier than dogs debate to rest once and for all.
Okay.
Which do you think?
Which is more brainier, a cat or a dog?
I think the... it's difficult, isn't it? Because the cat's a sneaky animal. So you'd...
Or curious.
Sneaky. It's sneaky. See, the debate rages. I think dogs are intelligent because you can train dogs, right? And dogs are intelligent, they pick up stuff. But cats... I think statistically and what people think is they can't be trained. But that, I think, is because they are clever and are sneaky. And so they let you think they can't be trained, even when they could be, but they're far too clever for that and are just pulling the wool over your eyes.
Well, exactly, because they just really want to have a nap rather than be trained to go and fetch some clothes or something. But despite cats being curious, not sneaky... researchers have found that dogs are, in fact, actually intellectually superior.
Right. Is this in a, they made them sit exams, did they? These sort of...
No, it's all to do with the fact they counted brain cells. It says here that a cat's brain has about 250 million cortical neurons, whatever that is.
Okay.
A dog's got about 530 million. So, yeah.
Right.
So that's why they're saying that dogs... are more intelligent than cats because they have more of these cortical neurons.
It's interesting. I have a dog and a cat. And if I were to just, you know, I suppose take a snapshot of what they do, the dog doesn't come out very well in the intelligence state. I mean, the dog will happily walk into a closed door, whereas the cat will not. And the cat seems generally smarter. But hey, I'm not a scientist, so I don't know.
Apparently the dogs have... a biological capability of being able to do more complex and flexible things than cats.
Right.
Like gymnastics.
Animal news.
Yeah. But I think all that aside, they still make great pets, don't they?
Well, yes.
Whichever you prefer. Yeah. I'm more cat.
You're more cat. I could tell. I could tell that from
the feline look that I have.
That's exactly. Well, that and the look.
The whiskers.
The whiskers. The look you shot me when I said the cats were sneaky. That was kind of a clue. All right, okay.
Right, let's move on, shall we? Spiders. If you weren't scared of them, you probably will be now. I'm petrified of spiders.
So am I.
So
I blame
strong,
my mum for that.
In what sense?
She
used to dress
as
a spider.
Yeah. She has got a very animal family. Because when I was little, whenever we used to see a spider, she would actually have to call my granddad, who lived around the corner, to come and get said spider if my dad was away.
Hang on, the music's
running out. Animal news.
So that's why. New research is showing that if all the spiders in Australia banded together, now bearing in mind spiders in Australia are huge, aren't they?
Yeah.
Apparently they could eat everyone in just a year.
What?
Yeah.
Who's done this? What?
So there's a head of spiders, that's an actual job title, at the Australian Reptile Park.
It's plain wrong, isn't it?
This person's called Kane Christensen. They've done this research and says that if all spiders sort of ganged up, they could crush us. They've done a report. Experts are saying if you look at the weight of all the food eaten by the world's entire spider population in a year, it's more than the combined weight of every human on the planet. They found that all spiders combined consume about 400 million tons of meat and fish each year.
That is horrific.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Although they did point out it was actually sort of highly unlikely that spiders would start eating humans because it's not in their biological nature.
Not yet, but evolution, I say to you. Well, think about it, on I'm a Celebrity. Close your ears, Cornelius, because you haven't seen last night.
Oh, yeah.
On I'm a Celebrity last night, right, when Amir got all those spiders over him, right, that could be the beginning. They're getting a taste for human flesh. And that's what they need. They could just gang up at any time now. Mm. This could be the beginning of the end.
The takeover.
Also, why is there a head of spiders in Australia in a zoo, a spider place? Mm. Right, because when we've got those in this country, like London Zoo or whatever, other zoos are available. They're all exotic spiders from Australia, for example, because they're where the big nasty ones are.
Mm.
But in Australia, what have they got in there? Just like British house spiders to look at? Because the other ones are running around all over the place for people to see.
I know.
It's a terrible idea.
Awful. One of the reasons I wouldn't move to Australia, frankly.
Me as well. I'm with you.
Do you want a final one?
Yes, please.
All right.
Cornelius, you can come back now.
Oh, yeah.
Stop talking.
I genuinely didn't know whether...
You're right.
How long were you talking about it there?
Just for a second, but I forgot to tell you to take your hands off your ears.
Did you drop off or something?
Yeah.
Right, we're going to talk about an opossum, because in Florida, an opossum recently broke into and wreaked havoc in a liquor store there. An employee came in the next morning after locking up the night before and found this female opossum sitting on a shelf next to a cracked open bottle of liquor with nothing in it. And this employee told a local newspaper this possum definitely wasn't acting normal and appeared disorientated.
Right.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Drunk opossum.
Drunk opossum, yeah.
Spiders and... what was the first one?
Cats.
Cats! On Animal News. I think that's...
Animal News.
Thank you. Thank you, Victoria. Tomorrow, we bring you vegetable news from the vegetable news rack that we've got in the office. So if it's happening in the world of vegetables, you'll hear about it here tomorrow.
Vegetable news.
That's right. Next on this show, a game of dead or alive.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Back in the day, a tackle was a tackle. Or diving was something you did down the baths. But then again, back in the day, you couldn't place a bet on your phone. Embrace the new with Betfred's Pick Your Punt. So if you've got a great idea for a bet, tweet it to hashtag Pick Your Punt and Betfred will tweet you back with the odds. You can even share your bet on social media. If you like that sort of thing. Selected events available for a limited time. Single bets only. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Please bet responsibly. BeGambleAware.org. Visit in-store or betfred.com/promotions for details.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. Fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Oh, nice paper. Snowmen. Oh, you've wrapped it well. No way! I have wanted this fitness tracker for ages. How did you know?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Free delivery on over 10 million new items. From the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech. eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
At John Lewis, we'll help you find the perfect gift this Christmas. Our expert partners are always on hand with thoughtful tips and advice, whether you're searching for that special gift or just a little stocking filler. Plus, until Sunday, you can earn double points when you spend on your partnership card, so thoughtful gifts for them can mean a well-deserved treat for you. Terms and conditions apply. Partnership card representative 18.9% APR variable. Credit subject to status. You must be over 18 to apply. John Lewis Financial Services Limited. Points convert to vouchers. Minimum spend applies.
What happens when you're working first thing in the morning and you find you don't have the right tool for the job? Answer: Screwfix. If you've got an early start or you're working late, don't worry. We're here 7am to 8pm weekdays and early on weekends too. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in West Yorkshire, we have one lane closed due to a large piece of wood on the carriageway. That's on the M1 southbound at junction 41 for Cargate. However, traffic is coping well at the moment. In Nottinghamshire, we have one lane closed due to an accident on the M1. That's southbound between junction 27 and junction 26 for Nottingham. And elsewhere in the West Midlands, we have one lane closed due to a broken down van on the M6. That's northbound between junction 5 and junction 6 for Spaghetti. I'm Sammy Jo Lowe.
Show your car keys to the bar staff this Christmas and get a free extra Coca-Cola Classic, Coca-Cola Zero Sugar or Diet Coke. Because if you're the designated driver, when you buy a Coke, you can have another one on us as a thank you. For details, see coca-cola.co.uk/designated driver. Participating venues only. Have a happy and safe Christmas. Coca-Cola. Supporting Think. Don't drink and drive.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. Shortly, a game of dead or alive. From a list of things, can you tell me whether they are dead or alive? Before that, though, plenty of news going on. Johnny Hallyday, he is the French rock singer. He's died. Christine Keeler, she's died. This is sort of dead or alive news before we even get to dead or alive. But anyway, what else has happened? Oh, that's right. It turns out the government had no Brexit assessment strategy whatsoever. Impact assessment. That's what David Davis has told a parliamentary committee today. Oh, Brexit. The impact of Brexit on the UK. That is part of my job to work out. Yeah, I haven't got one. Sorry. Yeah, but it was like 18 months ago that we did the... Yeah, I haven't really got that. I've been busy working on the smooth transition of the UK out of the EU. Well, how's that going? Oh, this is awkward. So that's in the news as well, of course. There's an Arctic freeze on the way. I mean, that's not news. That's just every day on the front of the Daily Express. There is a man in court accused of plotting to kill the Prime Minister. That's still a crime in this country. But that case is ongoing, of course. That's what he's accused of. Donald Trump is moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, thus making the whole problem of the Middle East worse. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Middle East, particularly complicated, Cornelius, actually. But anyway, we're here to help with all of the stories, of course, analysing them, as ever, through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's all to do with the syllables of 5, 7, and 5. It's the news in haikus.
Reggie Yates had self to list of disgrace top of the Pops presenters.
The news! It does end haiku.
We should say that's a general list. There's different reasons.
Yeah. But he has. Right. It is time to play a radio quiz. The quiz in question on a Wednesday from a list of things that are dead or alive. Can you tell me whether the things are dead or alive? On the line to play is Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Jack. Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Hi, Jack. It's not an instruction. So, Jack, what do you do and where do you do it?
I'm just a student in London.
Student in London. What are you studying?
International relations.
Jack, we could do with you. The world needs you, Jack.
I don't think so.
The world... No, think about it. You see, Donald Trump has, you know, put his clammy, tiny orange fist into the Middle East wasp's nest today, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
By wanting to move the US embassy from Tel Aviv, where it was, over to Jerusalem, which isn't really recognised internationally as a one-party city anyway, or one state city. It's you know, the Judaism, Islam and Christianity all trying to get along in that one city. And now Trump's gone and declared it a capital, which has pleased Israel, hasn't it, Jack?
Yeah.
It's not really pleased the Palestinians. How will you solve the Middle East crisis, Jack, just in 5 words? That's one.
Yeah. Peace and love. Don't know.
Peace and love. Peace and love. Don't know. Good.
The Ringo Starr approach.
That's
yes.
Not bad, though. I think, Jack, your future is bright. unlike Donald Trump's, which remains orange. So, Jack, I've got a list of things for you here, and they are either dead or alive, okay?
Brilliant.
All you got to do is tell me which is which. That's very simple. Cornelius is going to be keeping score. So if you're ready, Jack, let's crack on with it. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
So, dead or alive? My Auntie Sylvie, dead or alive?
Dead?
No, Jack. So, weekly update. My Auntie Sylvie is alive. Don't worry, because she's lost control of her mental faculties, so she won't have understood what you said anyway. She's 96. She's in a home, genuinely. She drinks from a sippy cup. I'll be going around to see her at Christmas at some point, of course, just to check again. But last time, she's alive. Auntie Sylvie is alive. Weekly update, as I said. Right, dead or alive, customer satisfaction amongst British rail commuters. Customer satisfaction amongst rail commuters, dead or alive?
That's got to be dead, surely.
Certainly is. Yesterday they announced another increase in rail fares to hit in January, with no sign of an improved service, Jack. So you're right, very good. You're off the starting block there. The chances of Russia winning a medal at the Winter Olympics in South Korea in 2018, dead or alive?
Dead?
Yes, after they got banned by the Olympic Committee for a series of doping incidents. Here's one close to your heart. Tension in the Middle East, dead or alive?
Alive.
Yeah, of course, Trump moving that Israel embassy, as we've been talking about. Next one, Saturday jobs, dead or alive?
Alive?
No, dead. It was revealed this week that school children are no longer taking up weekend jobs, Jack. They're lazy and fat. The chances of the Freddie Mercury film, the biopic, Bohemian Rhapsody, that's what it's called, being finished anytime soon. The chances, dead or alive?
Alive, hopefully.
No, I'm afraid not. Oh. They've just fired the director, X-Men director Bryan Singer. There have been casting and production disputes going on for 7 years now.
Wow. So,
We don't know who the new director is, but anyway, that's... Similarly themed, the chances of House of Cards Season 8 being ever aired on its parent channel Netflix?
Dead?
No, alive! Even though they've got rid of Kevin Spacey for reasons, they've announced this week they are beginning filming on the series without him. The chances are it's going to be back. It's only going to be, I think, 8 episodes long, not 13 as was planned, but it's coming, it's back. Yeah. Dead or alive, the French Elvis?
Dead.
Yes, Johnny Hallyday, of course, dubbed the French Elvis, is dead. The Hills! The Hills! Dead or alive?
Alive?
With the Sound of Music? No, I'm afraid it's the wrong answer. The Hills, in this case, are dead. The Hills were a family who lived down the road from my parents while I was growing up. 3 generations of them wiped out in a very unfortunate soda stream accident in 1993. Oh, sorry. Brexit, dead or alive?
Barely alive.
Barely alive is right. I'm going to give you a point for that, certainly. No deals, of course, as we know, and nobody, including those doing the job of negotiating, seem to have any understanding of what it is or why it's actually happening. So, very good. And finally, dead or alive, how Pearl Jam are. How Pearl Jam are.
Dead?
Let's find out. Alive, I'm afraid. Oh, all right. Well, look, let's go over to Cornelius, who's got the score. He's been keeping the score. The score is with Cornelius. Cornelius,
yes.
What's the score? 4.
Oh.
Well done, Jack. You got 4. Did you get more than 4?
That's what Chloe said. I
thought
got
you were
6.
Keeping score.
I got 6. Chloe got 4.
Well, you were
so
playing
we'll
the
call it a round 5.
You got 5.
Cheers.
It's the level of professionalism brought to bear by everybody who works on this show, myself included. Well done, Jack. Thank you for playing.
Cheers, thanks.
Dead or alive. Sam Delaney will be in a moment to tell us what's happening on his programme. Before that, though, Person of the Year. Now, Time magazine had their Person of the Year this year, of course. They've said who it's going to be. It's not even a person. It's a group of person. And it's the women behind the Me Too hashtag. They are the persons of the year. Now, and that's why it's been widely anticipated who they were going to say it was. We want to join in. We're coming up with the talk radio person of the year. For the afternoon. The talk radio person of the year. Afternoon person of the year.
The Talk Radio 2017 Person of the Year.
Yeah, I just bloody said that. But... Could have saved a fortune on production. It's the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Person of the Year. Well, that's right. Who will you nominate? We've got a lot of nominations coming in. We have a shortlist. We are building a shortlist. The Person of the Year. We're including the whole in the stage at the Radio 1 Teen Awards that somebody from Towie fell down. I want to include the sausage roll that Greg's put in a crib for a nativity. The bloke who mixed up the envelopes at the Oscars, leading to the wrong announcement for Best Film. The Bosnian war criminal who drank some poison and killed himself to death. But then we remembered that he'd done all those war crimes and thought better of it. But Cornelius, give us the shortlist.
We'll call that the long list.
Okay.
Shall we?
Let's go for the shortlist then, and we will announce the person of the year on tomorrow. Are we going to do it tomorrow?
Yeah, so the voting will open at the beginning of tomorrow's show. The voting will be done via the most official means possible, which is, of course,
the Twitter poll.
Yes. Nominated for the John Holmes Talk Radio Person of the Year are Melania Trump's body double.
Good.
Lord Buckethead.
Right.
Marion Kelly, the little girl who interrupted her dad's BBC News interview and had to get dragged out the room.
Yep.
Jacob Rees-Mogg.
For services to listener Kate's uterus.
Yes. And finally, Julia Hartley Brewer's knee.
Which of those could be the person of the year? The voting, as Cornelius rightly says, will open tomorrow as we go on air at 1 o'clock via a Twitter poll. I can't wait to find out. Sam Delaney, who would you nominate for Person of the Year?
Well, I think you've missed one.
Go on.
Because I agree with all of your nominations. I think they're fantastic. I would nominate Callum Mawson, the 17-year-old Sunderland fan who was alleged to have done a poo in his seat at the weekend.
That's right, yeah.
Having drunk 12 strong lagers, 6 fruit ciders, and all he'd eaten were 2 chocolates from his advent calendar.
Is it too late to add him on? I mean, he's pretty influential.
It is too late. Those details enough,
I'm sure you'll agree, is enough for him to nominate. But if you look deeper into the story and where he claims, I can't actually remember doing any of those things, but I'm pretty sure I didn't. But if I did, there must have been a reason. I wouldn't have done it for no reason. That was the official statement he issued. And I just think that man needs to be admired for the way which he's sort of faced up to adversity.
I would send him in to negotiate Brexit now.
Yeah.
I think that's turned into a steaming pile.
Yeah, and I tell you what, if those bureaucrats give us any more jip over in Brussels, I would not blame Callum if he pulled his pants down and pulled the same sort of stunt out there, just to show them exactly what we thought of them.
Yeah.
He was a question in the pub quiz I did yesterday.
Callum Mawson?
Yeah, it was, why is Callum Mawson in the news this week?
He's my man.
Very good work.
It's a shame Time magazine have gone a bit early, isn't it? Because I'd have loved to have seen him on their cover.
Yeah, just sort of pushing one out.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, we've learned, of course, this afternoon that Gardeners Weekly have laminated their plant of the year, which was the one that Harvey Weinstein got involved with.
Crikey.
That pot plant. So that's breaking it.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, there we go. Right, Sam, what's on your programme?
Well, we're going to start talking about David Davies, who's could be a late entry for saying that those documents that he promised he definitely had and was just trying to have one last read of before he presented to Parliament, then turned and said, actually, I don't have them because they don't exist. Anyway, I've got to go now. Bye. That's what he did.
Yeah.
He turned up, said the documents everyone had been waiting for that he promised existed didn't exist, and then said he had to go early. I mean, that's impressive. I don't know if he said anything about on his way out, sorry, I've only had 2 advent calendar chocolates, so I'm a bit lightheaded. But anyway, we're going to basically get stuck. What the hell's going on there? We're going to find out.
All right, Sam Delaney with you, solving Brexit. We solved the Middle East crisis on this show this afternoon, and you're going to do Brexit. That's Talk Radio for you, helping you through the tough times. We're back tomorrow, won't Till 4, I'm John Holmes. Have a very good evening.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.